Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
We might be able to get one other person in before we wrap it up this afternoon. You're up next. Good afternoon. You're on.
Good afternoon, folks. I have a question for Mr. Chisti. The comparison...
Chisti. C-H-I-S-T-I.
Oh, Christ. That's
yes.
Sorry. Yeah, the comparison of Irish Americans the 19th century to African Americans in this century, I think is interesting because one of the greatest Irish Americans that's ever lived, the founder of the Irish National Constabulary, Michael Marrow, also the inventor of V-neck pants, I think is one of the greatest Americans alive, and I think that illegal immigrants these days contribute to society in that if they were not here, Buzz Burbank would not have such a great luxurious toupee on his crotch.
Come on.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Autopilot on.
Did you wash the ass today?
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Okay, this anniversary for Don and Mike, and after it's taped, give it to Andrea, and she'll call and say she's got it, okay? Hi, it's Larry King in Washington. So proud of the fact that Don and Mike have reached their 8th anniversary. Welcome to Newport. Happy new organization. Happy anniversary, guys, and you both. I was going to say you're both terrific, but...
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Outrageous.
We just went to your funeral, and it really cheered us up.
Now, of course, whenever I do a role, I always assume, rightfully so, that mine would be the most dangerous and the most outrageous, the most outstanding, and the most memorable character. And, of course, Batman experiences that very quickly in the beginning of the movie.
You must have flipped your raspberry, Joker.
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
I'm bored. Let's get some beer and chips and have a real party.
Fellas, if you're trying to talk dirty to your woman, you got to talk with authority. You don't get a woman to do any nasty little thing you want. You say that like a man, make a little eye contact, put a little face to your voice, she will do that. Your woman is nastier than you ever imagined. But you gotta come correct, because anything you mumble ain't getting done. You can't be in bed all unsure, like, excuse me, I was wondering, ma'am, I have a request, could you lick my ass? Huh? I ain't licking none. Lick your own. See, if you'd have said it right, you'd have been in there. Now you gotta drive. Oh.
Night after night, yeah, work. Work, put on the show, and you do the best you can, and after all, what does it add up to? It's, because all people remember is the night that Chip grabbed Larry's balls.
Hope they fall off!
Oh, settle down, we're not doing that right now.
No?
Yeah, that's what I... Life ultimately means that's the way it adds up. Just a monkey and some balls.
You
while hanging on by a double-stitch thread. And I dig that about you. No contract? Help everybody. That's my man.
I'm happy to entertain you.
Help me.
See you, boss.
Jerry, come on, man. Hey, see, that's the difference between us. You think we're fighting, and I think we're finally talking.
Suck me. The Donna. I cracked myself up. I heard myself saying that and it made me laugh.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know how to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I know a lot of you are wondering, maybe a couple of you are wondering, how it went with Rob over the weekend, having to watch his kids by himself while his wife was away with my wife. And he called a pretty good daycare service.
There they are. I hate them.
Were they good with your kids?
Oh, at Brown Short Nursery? Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and his soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
Rob, beware!
No, in all seriousness, kids, they were out of sight.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Superpowers and all the ships at sea after a tear-soaked weekend with the Widow Hines.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara!
Thank you, Robbie.
Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday,
August 11th.
Right.
And for what may be the final week of truly coast-to-coast broadcasting,
live at least.
Yes.
877-365-3636 from anywhere. Even Sacramento. Love you, Sacramento.
Enjoy it.
We're going to clean up Sacramento.
Sacramento. The capital of California.
From Canada.
Yeah.
Not much time for them either, Rob. 800-636-1067. And as always, Washington, D.C., your hotline is 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Ball.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up. Did you wash the ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
And there you go.
No.
What?
I thought you had a little something in there.
Not yet.
Later in the show, I promise.
I really thought
I won't let you down.
Right out of the chute, you had a little something going on.
Not yet.
No.
Maybe it's me.
wait until the news.
Yeah.
That's when Buzz always needs his plate.
Right.
And I wish you'd just be more upfront with it. Like, I know, when you've got one, you let it go. And I enjoy bringing the garbage can up to my mouth to just let all of the noxious bile just... Yeah.
I like to think I'm pretty skilled masking it, even more than you are.
Yeah, much better.
You know, I mean, I'll get one and...
I envy that.
When Don gets one, of course, the world knows it. And, you know, when you get one, you try to hide it.
Yeah.
You know,
not very well.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say first, this would be a Don and Mike weather emergency.
Oh, no.
It's raining outside.
Jesus.
So please, everybody, remember, in these weather emergencies, when these pieces of water, these drops of water, perhaps one you know, just one size bigger than a teardrop from your own eye, when more than five of these fall from the sky at the same time,
pull your car over immediately.
Ow.
Pull it over to the emergency lane and put your flashers on, jeopardizing your fellow commuters.
I got one today. And this is a first. So I'm coming in the Beltway is backed up at 66 because it's raining. So I go to Route 50, and that's backed up because it's raining. And I go to 236, and I'm taking this long, windy road to get to work, and it's raining. And now, to be fair, it's pouring rain. Yeah. But it's not such a blinding monsoon that you can't see.
No, it's just rain.
It's raining. Well, I realize that the traffic is moving at about 8 miles an hour. And I'm thinking, oh, Christ, I picked the wrong road that there's a wreck on. Well, as it turns out, there is one car, a Toyota, is it Cressida? Is that the name of the...
The old ones are Cressidas, they can be Corollas, or they can be Tercels.
Well, I think this one was a Cressida.
You got your Land Cruiser.
And there is a guy, no, it wasn't a Land Cruiser, I know the difference.
think the trying to think of
Rav 4.
Rav 4, you get your Rav 4. You get a 4Runner.
No, it was a car with it was a regular car, not a four wheel drive.
Now that'd be probably your Corolla, unless it's old. Then it'd be a Crescent.
It was old. So and coincidentally had an old guy behind the wheel.
Could be a Camry.
No. Ah, Camry, I forgot.
That's the big one. Yeah. That's the
biggest
dog.
Seller.
Sure, in the world.
Nah, but this was an old car with an old guy. So
It could be what I used to drive.
Which is?
A Toyota Starlet. Anybody remember that?
Those are rare.
Yeah.
Wow.
Toyota hatchback.
And I'm hoping you can find one of those sometime soon in your real life. A nice Starlet with a nice hatchback.
I hope so.
I'm talking about the kind with two legs, not four wheels.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice to have a Starlet?
So the deal is that I finally make my way past the myriad of stoplights and past, you know, 13th grade, the Northern Virginia Community College, and I am figuring out, as I'm getting along here, there's no wreck. There's nothing. And what it is, it's one guy who has maneuvered himself right down the yellow strip between the two lanes of traffic. And it's a broken yellow strip. It's not like it's a two-lane road. He's driving in the middle, and he has his emergency flashers on. And at first, I gave him the benefit of the doubt, thinking, well, perhaps this gentleman's having some type of car problem. Mm-hmm. And I waited, and it wasn't until the third stoplight that he went to and sat kind of right in the middle so no one could pass him on either side. And finally, I worked my way up to him. And at the fourth stoplight, right by the 7-Eleven, and it's raining, but it's not pouring. Well, it's pouring, but it's not such, you know, that you want to build a boat.
Mm-hmm.
I roll down my window, and I honk the horn, and I go, "Hey, dude." Really, "Hey, dude." And finally, he looks over at me, and I said, "Why do you have your emergency flashers on?" And he points up at the sky. And if ever there was a sign to me that I really just have to have like an underground tunnel to come to work, or, you know,
like
you,
like Uday, right?
Yeah, like Uday or his
build
brother,
the you know, just go over the bridge.
His brother Fred, or one of those tunnels that they had at the White House, so Clinton and Kennedy and those guys could get their poontang in. There has to be a way for you and I to get to work, because let's face it, we are national, soon to be regional treasures, and we can't be put through this type of heartbreak. Adding an additional, now hear me, feel my pain here, an additional 18 minutes to my commute today.
God damn it.
I know. And I wanted to be here extra early today because Rob and I were previewing our brand new Elvis material for Thursday's Elvis is Still Dead show.
And a lot of new stuff for Thursday.
Oh, we have a total of 76 minutes of brand new, never heard before Elvis, effed up Elvis speaking on stage.
Which you would agree is the best Elvis stuff. I mean, you know, you can talk about Elvis, you can read stories about what he did, but when it comes right down to it, hearing the king of rock and roll stagger through concerts and audience addresses.
Mike, let me just say, you are out of sight.
That's one of his lines.
You are out of sight.
They've been doing this since I got here.
Now we know why.
Now we understand where it comes from.
You are out of sight.
And then something with Wayne.
Is Wayne here? Was Wayne Newton here? Wayne, are you here? He's not here. Wayne. Sit down, boy. Sit up, boy.
There you go.
I want to do a song right now. It means a lot to me. I want to do a song right now. That means a very, very great deal to me.
Does he clear his throat like that?
I got the Vegas throat. This song means a lot to me. I like to do it for you.
And then and out of nowhere, don't forget a lot of wah.
Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah.
So he does
like clearing his sinuses or something?
Smuh.
Smuh.
So he goes through this long, you'll hear this on Thursday, this long, drawn-out monologue. There's this song I want to do. It means a lot to me. Let's do this song that means a lot. And after like the fifth time he says it, they start the song and it goes, dee 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 dee. Hold on, wait, I don't want to do that song.
The drugs have kicked in at that point.
I mean, there's so much great Elvis stuff that we were listening to. But I don't even think Elvis, even in his purple bloated days, would have driven down the middle of a two-lane road with his flashers on, pointing at the sky to indicate the fact that he was driving this way because it was raining.
No, he would have fired a few rounds up in the sky. He would have shot at the rain.
That's true, and Jack. I'm sure if you asked this old codger,
who incidentally, you know, his next stop should be funeral home. If you asked him, I'm sure he would say he was doing a public service. He probably
what the hell is he doing in the middle of the road, though?
Now,
was there anywhere for him to pull over on the right?
He got to more than one intersection where he could have pulled his car off if there was a problem.
I had three on my way in right before I got here. I had three pulled over to the side. And, you know, it's more dangerous, really, when they're doing that than people that, you know, but it's just as dangerous if somebody's going 75. I mean, I go 65. It's fine.
Yeah, pick a normal speed.
And then when I was coming in, I'm on the phone, and it was somebody who'd been in right along this same stretch of road, guy that works here, said, well, he had seen something earlier that apparently there are people who live in the area, the speed limit is 45 on the road, and they think when it's 45 that you should go 25. When it's raining. So apparently there's like some kind of citizens brigade,
yes,
the Depends brigade, where when it rains, they just go out, and apparently this is an organized effort.
Right.
When it rains hard, they go out and drive their car down the middle of the road with the flashers on to make sure no one goes
citizens
was over 25.
Odd.
It's a phenomenon that happens here in D.C. Now, I know we've gotten calls from Baltimore and Philadelphia, but it can't be as bad there as it is here.
No.
It's
raining.
It's
special here.
It's raining. It's just raining. Watch the Weather Channel sometime when they have those downpours down in South Florida.
Right.
And you see, you know, guys going 90.
We get them here. We get them here once in a while, but it wasn't the case.
No.
It was raining just about as heavy as it rained when we have those tough thunderstorms, but you can still navigate it.
If you will, for me, compare and contrast this to the other D.C. driving phenomenon, that of the abandoned car in the snowstorm.
No, that's worse, Rob.
Same thing.
But that's worse because you're just leaving your car behind.
You're quitting.
Yeah.
And you're quitting, and because there are no lanes, you put it wherever it happens to come to rest.
Just because you don't think you can handle driving in the snow.
And not only does that screw the people that are out there trying to navigate in this stuff, but also when it comes time to clear the roadways, a lot of times those cars prevent, you know, you'll be going along. You'll cruise along a highway here in D.C., and you will see a little triangle jut out into the highway where some guy just left his car, and they get sued if they trash it.
Here's our first report from the Beltway. Chad.
Yes, I'm on the toll road right now, and from the main toll plaza to Wheelie Avenue, 17 cars pulled over along the side of the road.
All right.
Oh, my
now
God.
Now, listen, once again, this is a dummy weather alert.
Yes.
I don't mean it's dummy in the fact that it's fake. Well, it is fake, but really, it's only a weather alert if you're a dummy, because there are no watches, there are no warnings, there's been no government announcement.
Because it would be rain, Don. It's rain.
Yeah, and I guess these are the people, as I mentioned, who are unaccustomed to. And how could you be unaccustomed? It's rained every day.
And actually quite easy to maintain. Now, you know, granted, not necessarily the speed limit, but you can stay in back of your fellow drivers because they turn their lights on and you can stay in the lane and it's fine.
So you counted 17 cars on the side of the road.
17 cars and two cars that had their flashers on as part of, I guess, what you call the Citizens Brigade.
God.
Yeah,
what is wrong with these people? All right, thank you.
Have a good one.
I'm sorry, that just pisses me off.
Well, it's annoying and it's hazardous.
Yeah.
Too. It's dangerous and it slows you down.
Hello, Jody.
Yeah, Don, there's no inspection in D.C., so a lot of these older cars have bad tires and bad windshield wipers. In fact, they're unsafe, but that's why they're pulling over.
No. I saw brand new vehicles today.
Mm-hmm. And the guy who just called was calling from the Dulles Toll Road, which is, of course, in Virginia. And I was driving today in Virginia, and I'll tell you, the plates on the car were Virginia plates.
There you go.
And I do happen to know that you have to have your car titled, and you have to get the county sticker, and you have to get the inspection yearly in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that because I had the thrill, the once yearly thrill of getting one of our vehicles done on Saturday. It's out of sight. And I know that, you know, you should wait until like the middle of the week, ideally. You know, the middle of the month to go in and do this.
Right.
But the deal is it's a pickup truck, and my kid, who 4 days, incidentally, counting until he's gone.
Wow.
We take him to Clemson on Friday.
He's leaving the nest.
Yep, and that'll be so you don't flip out, that's the start of our last summer vacation here, Friday.
What's he got planned for his last week? Anything exciting?
Well, not a lot of mom and dad.
Really?
I'll tell you that. A lot of
farewell parties and...
A lot of being with the great gal pal, the GP.
End of summer.
Being with his other friends. So, anyway, one of these, this pickup truck, I was out in the yard last week and I noticed, I said, hey, you know, Bud, that sticker in the window that says 4-02, that means that car hasn't been inspected since April of last year. And that's like, you want to be pulled over by a cop?
Right.
Give him a reason. Yeah. Just give him a reason, like have it. Car into the place, and they said, well, this was like a couple weeks ago, doesn't pass inspection because the brake pads are down to metal on metal.
It's not that old a car, is it?
It's a used one.
It's a used car. Okay, so it's got some mileage on it.
But also, it's the Bart factor.
That driving?
Yeah, he drove it for a while. So the guy, you know, and the thing is, I didn't even mention this. When you go to inspection and your car doesn't pass, they put a thing in the windshield that it's like the Ghostbuster sign, and
just don't drive it.
Yeah, it says did not pass inspection.
Right.
So I go, what do I do? He says, well, I got a spot on Saturday. Bring it in Saturday. We'll fix the brakes, and then we'll get you inspected. We'll get you out of here. And the guy couldn't have been nicer. Got me in. I got up at 6 on Saturday morning. I was to the gas station by 6:30. They fixed the brakes within 30 minutes.
Yeah, have it all to yourself at that hour, I would
think. Yeah, now here's the thing. They start inspecting cars Saturday morning and every day of the week at 8 a.m.
So you had it kind of timed where you'd be able to knock out the...
No, negative. When I arrived at 6:30,
yeah,
there were already five cars, five people who had parked and gone home and left their cars in line.
Yes. That's not right.
And by the time my car was done with the brakes at 7:10, still 50 minutes before they actually started the inspections, by this point, all the people who had driven up thinking they were going to get the early bird gets the worm, I was 15th in line. 15th in line at 7:10 on Saturday morning. Now, my own...
I always thought that was at the very end of the month or the very beginning of the month.
Well, what was... Saturday
was kind of like the end of the first week. I mean, I would think it would have slowed down by then.
Saturday was the 8th or the 9th, something like that. Yeah, there were people there that had...
What's wrong with people?
The August stickers. But the thing that was pissing everybody off, myself included, was that there were these five people who I guess had driven up with other family members or friends on Friday night, parked in front of this thing where it says inspection, you know, because they got one bay at the gas station for inspections, just parked at 8 o'clock or whenever it was on Friday, 9 o'clock, whatever, maybe even later, just left the car there.
Amazing.
Just locked it up and left there. And then, the venom, the unspoken venom that these people got from
That's just BS, everybody.
All 13 of us.
That shouldn't be allowed. I mean, you should be... If you want the cherry time, you get there and you sit in your car. And now, if you want to sleep in your car, I mean, that to me would be acceptable. But not go home and just like, so you can convenient. What time do they open? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
So you can conveniently stroll up at like 7:45 and get into your car?
Well, the first guy got the most crap because it was a nice car. It was a real high-end car. And another high-end car came pulling up.
Toyota Starlet?
Yeah. came pulling up, and the guy who got out of the car could not have been more yuppie-fied. He didn't have the sweater tied around his neck.
But he just looked like it.
But he just had that Ralph Lauren polo look about it.
Like kind of the khaki shorts, maybe.
He did have khaki shirts, and he had the golf shirt on, and he had the dock shoes with no socks, and... He was just too cool for school. He had his latte with foam, and he leaned over on the other side and pecked, I'm sure, his trophy wife, his fourth or fifth wife, on the way to her facelift. You know, gave her one of these, you know, mwah. And she got the visor on, of course, because she's a rich bitch.
Now, what are you going and making him a multi-marriage guy for, you know? I mean, come on now.
Because, well, no offense, Mike.
None taken.
He appeared to be in his early 50s, and she appeared to be perhaps a senior in high school.
Okay.
I mean, there was a real noticeable, it was like an Anna Nicole Smith thing.
Yeah, you know, I was hating him up until that.
So the deal is, you know, they have their little, okay, see you later.
Yes.
Don't forget your mocha, whatever it is, with the big frosty and all the foam and everything. And the guy gets over to his car, and he's looking in his pocket, and he can't find the keys.
Oh.
And what's great is she's gone. As Hall & Oates sang, she's gone.
Right. Yeah.
So as we get closer to 8 o'clock,
sure.
this guy is rather frantic.
Oh.
Because
I bet he doesn't get frantic very often.
Because, you see, his cell phone is in his car. And
it's locked?
He doesn't have the keys to get in his car.
Idiot.
And he has no change for the payphone.
Oh, so he's scurrying around. Now, Mr. Selfish, now Mr. Non-Others
this was great.
Wants help, I bet.
Because one by one, he went to every car in line. And by now, even the guy that was second, who was equally as bit of a dick as the first guy, all of the other people in line don't hate him as much as the first guy.
Sure, well, you know what the deal is when you pull a move like that. You know, you're completely disregarding others. You're not going to get help.
And I noticed as he went from car to car to car, and most cars have cell phones now.
Mm-hmm.
And most people have at least a quarter to make a phone call.
Yeah, something.
Nobody would give him anything. And by the time he got back to me, and I was, by the time the three other people behind me in line, I said, sorry, I can't help you. He said, hey, please, all I need to do is make a call and call my wife and have her bring back the keys. But by this time, the greatest thing happened. The inspector opens the bay up at 8 o'clock, and he comes out. And the guy that was second, he's standing by his car, and he says, loud as can be, does this mean I'm first?
Victory.
Does this mean I'm first? And Spencer said, yes.
So, and was there enough room where he's able to get around?
Well, the three cars behind him had to all back up
right.
So that the number two car could swing around the number one car. And I am proud to tell you that I did get into the inspection bay before the guy with the expensive car.
Now, yay. When he finally got it going, did he have to go to the end of the line? Or did he slide right? You just went by him.
I don't know, because it takes about 15 or 20 minutes to inspect a car.
Very cool.
And you got to think that it
and
worked.
Anybody, probably everybody in that line, would had a cell phone they could have let him have.
Yeah, sure. And even the people in the gas station wouldn't let him use the phone. They said it's for emergencies only. For emergencies only.
You see, I would have let him use my phone because then I would have had the phone number of his wife. And then it begins.
So yeah. I got out of that place at
hello beautiful
at 9:50 about 9:35 I finally got my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Had the pleasure of driving around this guy's car,
right.
Which was still parked. He couldn't move it because he didn't have the keys. And you know, I was thinking, all he had to do was, like, walk across the street to the Safeway and pick up, because I know there was a payphone at Safeway. Even if you got no money,
you do collect.
You make a collect call.
Can you make a collect call to a cell phone?
Sure. Well, by now his wife was either at the
salon,
the doctor's office, waiting for her face peel, or she was out banging the towel boy from the country club, or she was simply back at home loving the fact that she was there without him.
Sure, sure.
So nobody bothers to tell this guy this, and I don't know how it ended. I really don't know how it ended. All I know is
he's proud. You know, really, when you think about pulling a move like that. It's not all that bright. It doesn't require a lot of intelligence. It's not like he's smarter. In his own little way, he's dumber than those other people. Because he's not aware of what crap he's going to get. It's not worth the grief to me to leave your car there overnight.
So immediately, car 2, 3, 4, and 5, which initially were both under the same amount of hatred,
mm-hmm.
were off the hook. Because everybody had somebody to hate. And these people directly behind him,
especially if he was pitching his little fit about the cell phone,
these guys that were all behind him, they were laughing as much as the rest of us.
Exactly.
So when I finally got up there and they pulled my car in, I had that, and that's when you got the real show, incidentally. When they pull your car in to have it inspected, you got about 15 minutes where you just sit on the bench in front of the gas station and wait. And I got to hear portions of this guy's conversation as people are now driving their car in to get gasoline, and he's walking up going, excuse me, could I borrow a cell phone? I don't even have to make the call. You just dial the number for me.
And help me, even though I've completely disregarded others.
And the guy was just such a total ass.
Probably ruined his weekend.
Sweet Justin.
I hope so. Got it. Oh, hold on. We got a guy on the phone dropped off.
Oh.
We had a guy who said he does, in fact, park his car overnight.
That's a dick move.
I wish we could have gotten that guy.
It really
on.
Is.
It's like others. Come on. Yeah.
But it was just, it was one of those moments where you get just a true payback where, all right, the other four people are dicks too. But the main guy, you know what?
Don't certain gas stations have a policy where you can't do that?
Yeah, but this one doesn't.
It would seem to me that to avoid people like that, you would say you can't leave your car here overnight.
Right. Anyway, that's that. Now listen, before we're up on a break here, I did want to mention that this weekend there was a very evil force that you may have felt on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's called the Baltimore Orioles.
You guys look good, but fortunately for you, the Yankees keep losing.
I mean, could not have picked a better time to slump.
However, Mike, I do know that they go into a series now with the Oakland A's.
Yeah, I want to warn everybody that this week, for the next few days, I'm going to be coming into work with bags under my eyes because these games are starting.
The late game.
They're starting at 10 o'clock on the West Coast, and I will be watching them in their entire. I remember I watched one of those games one time that went into extra innings. Like lots of extra innings, and you just and then we came out on the losing end, and I say we, I hate to do that, but that's the way I feel at that hour, and it's nothing sucks worse. Nothing sucks than being up like in the wee hours of the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and your team loses, and you're just like, help me.
But on the other hand, what's great is having football on all the time,
and am I the only one?
I got a thought about them, Larry. While there was this
bow,
while there was this gigantic ball of negativity that was a naturally occurring phenomenon on the Eastern Shore this weekend, and what I mean is that was my wife and Rob's wife who were together doing all the things that they do, complaining about us.
Right.
Shopping, doing all of that.
When I called, there was a third one there, and they were stirring a big metal pot.
while they were together,
I'm kidding, of course.
I had glorious serenity as Friday night I was able to watch the Rams and the Raiders.
Right.
Saturday night I simultaneously watched the Redskins and the Panthers and the Ravens and the Bills. Sunday, I was able to watch the Jets and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Right.
Tonight, I will be watching the Eagles and the Saints. There's a game on Thursday night, an ESPN game. There's a CBS game on Friday night.
It's here.
There's a game on Saturday night. It's nuts. There's football every night of the week. The award, though, goes out of all of the games that I watched and all the teams that I watched. The award goes to your Washington Redskins. Now, not only are they, without a doubt, the worst team, and I watched, listen, I spent 3 hours yesterday watching the Cincinnati Bengals.
You're not telling me that as bad as the Redskins performed this weekend, you think they're worse?
The Bengals scored 13 points. But my comment about your beloved Washington Redskins, and I'm speaking, I guess, to no one in this room, but
give that quarterback a contract.
here's what got me about the Redskins. Oh, and first, could I just take a moment out before I make my comment, which I know will piss some people at the Redskins off?
Yeah.
Can I just make a quick Redskins broadcast note? That I'm no longer involved with the broadcast with the Redskins this year, and I'm sad about that. And our producer Charlie Broyhill's not producing the games either. But the games, even though we're not there, they go on.
Yeah, okay.
And Cameron Gray's doing a great job. But I did want to spotlight the WJFK Redskins Radio Employee of the Week.
Oh, really?
Yes. This is a very respected honor of the highest prestige.
We have music for this.
Oh, yeah.
Music for this?
Oh, good.
Okay, now, the way it works is if you work at a radio station that has the rights to a major league team, at least this is how it's worked here at WJFK with the Redskins, that you if you want to work on it, you start as a grunt. Mm-hmm. You're a grinder. You're a runner during the season here in the studio. You get tapes from other games and bring them in, and you bring them into the control room, and you make sure the replays are set, and you do all the technical crap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a young man, a real go-getter, who works here, who I know that you're equally fond of as I am, Mike. His name is Gregory Edger.
Mr. Edger, haven't heard that name in a long time.
Oh. The Edge. Well, the Edge, for the last, how long have JFK had their rights? 6 years?
6 years.
6 years. The last 6 years, Greg has worked his way up the totem pole from being lowly go-get-carts and go-get-food guy to being a guy who was actually involved in the process of broadcasting the game from here at the radio station.
Yes.
Well, as it turns out this year, one of the cherry positions is opened. Parabolic microphone operator. Now, what this means is you get to fly with the team to all of the games, and all you got to do is stand 5 feet away from where they're playing.
It's amazing. I mean, you're on the field the whole time, and you just shoot this microphone at the action.
It's a great job because you have access to go anywhere, you know, not on the field, but anywhere right up to the field. You get your picture in the newspaper. You're on NFL films all the time.
Right.
And most importantly, it's a great job because you're watching the game right as it happens.
And it's a job that since Greg, originally he was cutting highlights from the Redskins game so we can play him back. He's wanted out of that position for 7 years. And he would bug Jimmy, who had the job before me, and me constantly.
To get that job as the parabolic microphone.
Parabolic.
Right.
So finally this year.
The parabolic, I don't know if we explained it, it looks like a satellite dish on the sidelines, right? Did we say that?
Exactly. Yeah, you see those guys all the time on the sidelines. So Greg finally got the job. And I'm proud to tell you that Greg Edger, longtime WJFK employee, has earned the title as Redskins Radio Employee of the Week.
And how did he do that, Don?
Well, after waiting 7 years for the job of his life.
Yeah, the real enchilada.
To be on the field in Charlotte.
Yeah.
While the Redskins were hopelessly massacred by the Panthers, but who cares because you're on the field.
Yeah, I mean, nothing more exciting than being on the field.
Traveling with the team.
Greg missed the plane.
Oh, no.
Greg missed the plane. Now, there were no mitigating circumstances. There was no excuse.
No rain.
Just couldn't make it on time.
No rain. Bingo. Mr. Hand, I just couldn't make it on time. And I am here to tell you.
Just couldn't make it on time.
Greg Edger is the first person fired from Redskins Radio this year.
Wow.
Congratulations, Greg.
Wow.
First game. Oh, it's too cold to call him, Rob.
He's got an honor to answer to, though. He's the employee of the week.
All right.
Now, is he still going to be working here at the station?
Yeah.
Just as hard as ever.
He just got fired. Hey, would you pick it up and tell him that we want to talk to him? Employee of the week.
Wow. Poor Greg.
Yeah.
You know, I actually I hated him, then I liked him. And now to hear this, it's kind of... You know, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I like him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
I would,
he is a nice guy, but, you know.
I would never have trusted him with an important job like that, but it was Cameron's call to give him a shot.
What a fun job.
Yeah. And he effed
really
it up.
Nothing to it, right?
And he effed it up in the way that I understand.
Right. Is there anything to it technically, Don? I mean, you've done the broadcast.
You stand on the sidelines and you walk wherever you want and you hold that big satellite dish, that plastic dish, as close to the action as you can get. Yeah. That's it. So,
I'm going to call Cameron. I want to do it for one game.
Of course, everybody's calling me about this on Saturday. You know, like, oh, you're not going to believe this. And what I understand, the conversation was, Cameron calls him up. Cameron's down in Charlotte. And he calls him up and he says, you know, hey, where are you? And he says, you know, I missed the plane. Now, at this point,
Hey, Greg, it's Rob. How you doing?
At this point, the play is...
It's Rob.
Hey, I missed the plane. I'm sorry.
How are you?
The quote that I believe, and we'll find out if Greg will come on the air with us, was, what are you worried about? It's just a preseason game.
Oh.
At which point he was told,
yeah, that's not the right answer.
Goodbye.
Well, sorry to bother you.
Bye. Oh, he didn't want to come on?
No, wrong number. They don't have the right number listed on the personnel directory.
He said it's just a preseason game?
That's what I heard. And what's Cameron's number up there? Hey, Buzz, you got your employee thing there?
87.
I just find that totally unacceptable.
Eight.
It's not up to date.
Eight. Greg Edger, now with a good taste of caramel.
872 is what I have.
872, hold on. Anyway, nice to see things running smoothly around here. So I guess they hired some guy down there from Charlotte.
Some guy's out in front of the stage. I'll do it.
A homeless guy.
Great job. Well, maybe Cameron's not in today.
Yeah, I remember when Cameron did it. And Cameron, I'd see Cameron all the time.
Operations director for...
He's not there. And I saw Craig Klein one time on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Wow.
Right.
Another one of our parabolic guys.
What's, if there's a big game that you ever see on NFL films, what's really great, if there's ever like a slow motion catch in the end zone,
mm-hmm.
parabolic guy is always right there.
Absolutely.
And on there for the whole time.
So anyway, congratulations, Greg Edger, the WJFK Redskins Radio Employee of the Month. Now,
how cool is that?
On to the game itself. And... I was in constant contact with Charles Broyhill all weekend.
You and Charles, the biggest football fans here at the station?
We're loving this. We are, you know, calling each other constantly during every game that we're able to watch.
Right.
The Redskins this year have a patch on their jerseys. And, you know, last year they had the 70th anniversary patch.
Right.
And I couldn't figure out...
This year, what, is it a nicotine patch?
No. Mike is...
Dramamine.
Now, oh, hold on, you got
Cameron.
Greg? Oh, Cameron, here is Cameron. Hey, Cameron.
Hi, Don.
Howdy, and Mike. Mike's here, too.
Hi, Don, I'm Mike and Rob and Buzz.
Hi, Cameron.
So listen, congratulations to the WJFK Redskins Radio Employee of the Week, Greg Edger.
I'm going to say of the year.
Of the year,
wow, that is an honor.
That's, yeah.
You're not being generous enough.
That is a fantastic honor for Greg. Who did you get to hold the parabolic mic on Saturday night?
We found a good kid in the Redskins locker room, the equipment guys, who are huge fans of the station, and they gave us one of their guys who wasn't being used that day.
Cameron, what does it take to be a parabolic microphone holder? What do you need to be able to do? What are the qualities?
A heartbeat.
Well, Mike would like to do it for a game.
I'd like to be the designated backup. I'd like to do one game this year.
Can you honestly would?
I really would.
If you're serious, we'll have you in there.
I'd like to do it when it's cold.
Okay.
Okay.
In fact, you are the most fun game.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'd like to do it when it's cold. I'd love to do that for a home game.
Now, Cameron, right. Just so I get my scuttlebutt correct.
Yes.
When you called him, you said, "Where are you?" And yes. He said, "I missed the plane." And you said, "What's wrong with you?" And then he said, it's only a preseason game.
No, that was later on when I actually got to Charlotte and we did a post-mortem.
Oh, I gotcha.
Oh,
all right,
I
well, anyway,
see.
Congratulations to Greg Edger. Redskins Radio off and running,
yeah.
flying faster than the Redskins themselves.
And you just call me a vacation relief for your parabolic operator.
Don, if you're serious, you're in.
Cameron, I'm absolutely... let me just consult with my football expert here.
You'll want to do it.
Fun, right?
Fun.
Like, unbelievably fun?
On the field the whole time.
It's amazing.
Cameron, absolutely. I'd
okay.
love to do that.
All right, we'll work it out.
Hey, hold on. Make Mike do it Halloween or Christmas, though.
Well, only if he'll wear the... Yeah, because we used to wear costumes on the field. He could wear a costume.
Because that's when the parabolic guys would have to dress like either pumpkins or at Thanksgiving pilgrims, at Christmas like Santa Claus.
It guarantees TV time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
no, it does. It's not a ball buzzing thing. It guarantees you'll get on television.
Oh, it
really,
Cameron? When is the Giants game this year? The home game that we have against the Giants.
I'm sorry, Rob. I forget.
Because if that's cool weather, that would be the best one.
Okay.
To do.
All right, that'd be fun.
I'll see you on the sideline.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Cam.
Thanks.
All right. Bye bye. So there's Cameron Gray, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
That's cool. And I trust your
you'll love it.
Your judgment that I will love that.
So last thing here. About the Redskins. I'm watching, and I watch all the games.
Right.
And, well, you know what? I'm tired of saying that now, because this is the whole reason that we're doing what we're doing. You know, I mean, I watch all the games because I like football, but I don't watch all the games just because all you people live in all the different cities.
No, you right. watch all the games.
I just
you're,
watch
you're
all the
games. You're telling, you don't have to football. Qualify anything.
But the Redskins have a patch, and the patch says in very big, first, the top of the patch is the Redskins logo, that Indian with the feather,
right?
Right, and then below it, it says in very big letters, GSS, and then underneath that, in parentheses, it says, "Hail to the Redskins."
GSS.
You know who it is?
Is the first name George?
It's Snyder's dad. Now, I have a son. And I know he loves me, and I love him. And I don't doubt that Daniel Snyder idolized his father. But let's be honest. What did Dan Snyder's father have to do with the Redskins besides being a minority owner once his kid bought the team and, I guess, being a Redskins fan all of his life?
Yeah, you see, Jack Kent Cook you see owners from the entire season.
On the Bears jerseys, they got permanently
Halas.
GSH.
Right.
George Halas.
Or, for example, when Ted Williams passed away, the Red Sox put the number 9 on. You know,
makes
what I mean?
Sense.
That
know,
type of thing.
The thing is, and there's not, I'm sorry, there's just not a polite way to bring this up. he had nothing to do with the Redskins, and to put underneath his initials, Hail to the Redskins, in parentheses, as if, and the only assumption that you can draw is that the guy must have coined the phrase. So I spent the better part of the first 40 minutes of the game calling everybody I could
to see if he coined the phrase.
No, just first I want to know, who's GSS?
Right.
I thought it was like an oil company or something,
yeah,
that they had sold out advertising. Then somebody finally said, no.
No, there wasn't any ink on this at all prior to the game.
No, it's Snyder's dad. Now, listen, you really want to honor your dad? Do it behind closed doors. He was not a mover or a shaker in the NFL. He was not known by anybody. And, you know, God forbid you make a few extra dollars selling what becomes another limited edition jersey.
Yeah. Well, it's strange. You think legendary Hall of Fame type coaches, owners, George Allen, you know, people like that. Art Rooney.
When Johnny Unitas died, you know what the Ravens did? What? They all put a little number 19 sticker on the back of their helmets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they made a stadium, a statue for him outside the stadium, mm-hmm, but that season they just put a sticker on the back of their helmets.
Normally
a guy who's high up in the food chain, who's been with the team for years and years.
Well, it's somebody that the fans can relate to.
Right.
It's somebody the fans would actually know. I really think if you went down the line of people that have been honored that way, you would have people that were identifiable by the fans in that particular city.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would think.
And then yes, in fact, they'll be wearing the patches every game all year long.
Did it become somewhat of a quest for you?
Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I found out who it was, I was torn because it was like, okay, this is something a son's doing for the father. I get that.
It's a pretty amazing tribute.
But on the other hand, hey, come on.
Doesn't fit.
Wait, it's just not right.
Because you own something,
it's morose.
It's pretty self-serving.
You know what it is? Mm-hmm. It's a vanity plate.
Yeah.
It's a vanity plate that says my dad's dead.
Mm-hmm.
He's driving a car. He's driving an $800 million car that has a vanity plate that says, my dad is dead. That's really bush.
Nice bush.
That stinks.
I could not agree with you more.
That stinks on ice.
I mean, who wouldn't want to pay tribute to their dad? But
of course.
You know what? It speaks to, you know, you got to be a pro.
Yeah. Right.
Sorry.
Right.
It's professional football.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Your first responsibility, and I mean this, when you own a team, your first responsibility is to the fan base of that team.
Well, not, I guess.
That's the way it goes. I'm sorry. That's the way it goes.
Not him, I guess. All right. I want to put dad's initials on every jersey. And then put Hail to the Redskins underneath.
Well, it's a little, and I know we're not helping our cause here, but it's a little dictator-like.
What it is, it's the typical...
It really is, to me, a little dictator.
It's the typical way that this guy runs the team. It's like, hey, it's my team, F you. And I was talking then about it with some people who know how the NFL operates and said, how could this be?
I'm surprised the NFL let that through.
Well, I'm sure that he went to the commissioner and said, hey, I've got an idea. It's for my dad.
Yeah.
And then, you know, oh, and also, we'll probably sell like 50,000 of the jerseys this year at the stadium.
I hope not, but that's probably...
Well, I think so.
Mm.
All I know is that it rubbed me the wrong way. Man, when I kick, if my kid's playing football...
Is that an article about it, Charlie?
Not necessarily about that, but...
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I think it was either Sonny or George Michael who tried to explain it during the game, the reason behind it, and they said that the reason he put it on there was because he turned Snyder and touched such a huge fan, and without his dad.
That's not the thing, though.
But the thing is, you only do that...
My dad turned me into a big Red Sox fan.
The thing is, you only put a guy's initials on the jersey if he had to do something with the team.
Oh, I understand.
Like, why doesn't he put the initials of the guy on that first told him, hey, guess what? When you see a naked girl, you're going to get aroused. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's as great as football.
Oh, I agree with you. It's just that
sex is as great as football. You put a patch on there with a boner on it.
Uh-huh.
You know,
sure.
You know, Mr. H.O., Mr. Hard.
Yeah.
Right. All right, hold on. What is this from the Washington, the Charlotte Observer?
Ah.
From the Charlotte Observer. Redskins owner gets best protection. Hold on. We're going to have to break. Then I got to read it to you.
Is it interesting?
It appears, well, a few minutes before the Carolina-Washington game, a regiment of Secret Service-looking guys who appeared to buy their dark suits at Secret Service R Us, walked through the press box at Erickson Stadium. It wasn't George Bush they were protecting. The man in the middle was shorter. Too short to see.
Okay. Yeah, nice to hear the press from another city.
Okay, let's break. You know, because we're running late today, unfortunately, that means this secret sound is going to go back in the hopper until tomorrow.
In the hopper.
Oh, wow. Till tomorrow. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show. They're more soothing than a pair of buttery soft moccasins. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And this is good news here from our friends at the WWE. They called up today. They said, would you like another trip to Phoenix to give away?
Yeah.
Wow. So we've got another one. The WWE SummerSlam. Two nights, 3 days, hotel accommodations, round trip coach airfare. That's in Phoenix. Done is WWE SummerSlam live Sunday, August 24. In-demand pay-per-view. Order using your digital remote. The why order when you can go. We'll give this away at some point during today's show.
Good.
All right, now, first off, Mike, here from the front page of the Charlotte Observer, you can see if you look right down here, that's the patch.
I saw parts of the game, so I saw the patch.
The patch is actually larger than the patch that's underneath the Redskins. There's an NFL patch
right
at the collar.
Right.
Then underneath it, all those teams have the patch that says the name of their team.
Mm-hmm.
And the patch that says GSS is larger than the other two patches.
Wow. Surprised at that.
And where's Clarence Carter when you need him? Because
mm-hmm.
patches, I'm dependent on your son.
So I think we have the answer. We know what it's all about. And it's kind of strange.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure that the Redskins, when they call to complain today, and they will, two things they should know. First, I'm not saying this because I'm not on the broadcast. I would say this if I was on the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it on the broadcast itself.
Sure.
But I'd say it here on our show that it's just hinky.
Yeah.
It's just
inappropriate.
Damn hinky. It junks up the uniform, and, you know, this guy was no great football scholar.
Well, you don't even, I mean, it's not even that. He may have known football. He might have been an actor. But the fact is, he was not connected to the fan base.
Why not put Bob Hope's initials on there?
That's better.
For goodness sakes, Bob Hope just died.
I mean, if you're setting that precedent that you're going to put family members on that aren't really connected with a history with the team, if you were a fan, that's one thing. You're a fan like anybody else. Some dads that pass away all the time that are Redskins fans, but...
Hey, yeah, you know, my father-in-law, Les, God bless him, who passed away earlier this year, or actually late Christmas time last year, it's almost coming up to 1 year, he was a lifetime season ticket holder for the Redskins. How about put my father-in-law's initials on the jerseys?
It's got to be somebody, I think, that had an impact on the team that the fans would be aware of. Is that, I mean, if you're going to set a criteria...
What about Gregory Hines? Why not put his initials on the patch?
Better known.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, thanks, Don. Hey, Don, I just want to say thank you so much for bringing that patch up, because I have been working on the sidelines for years for a TV station and freelancing, and when I saw that and they start talking about it with George and all that, it's the most asinine thing I've ever seen.
Well, listen, and you've got to cut George and Sonny a little slack,
well,
because remember, those guys, their ATM is where Dan Snyder goes to the bathroom.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that their ATM is located in his rectum.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to hear anything bad from Sonny or George about this.
Yeah, but you know. I'd like to point out you weren't exactly paid chump change when you did the games, but you were kind of free with your analysis when you were here about the Redskins. You didn't hold back on that.
No, it's just
but they can't. And you got to be fair to them. And if you were in the same position, you probably wouldn't do that. If you were in the same position,
absolutely
Sonny
not.
Or George, because really, right. you are looking at biting the hand that feeds.
If
you're, that's right.
And look at Sonny. I mean, my God, look at the newspaper. Every time there's something happens out there, he's sitting right next to Snyder,
right,
smoking the big Cuban cigars.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. I understand what's going on. I even know that. Should I tell the roof story?
Sure.
But I know for a fact that at least in years past, Dan Snyder would go up to the roof of FedEx Field,
mm-hmm,
and call Sonny up there with him, where they would stand up there and smoke their cigars and just watch all of us little people coming into the stadium.
Yeah. Observing.
Just watching us.
And I hate to say this, but I think the fans aren't going to react real well to that patch. They feel a little differently if the new ownership could get a little winning season together.
Yep. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. The patch.
Super Bowl.
Right. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, how are you doing? Don and Mike.
Yeah.
My name is Jack. I just got out of OCS, Fort Benning, Georgia, and I have really missed your all show so much.
Welcome back.
It's been nice. I'm going to be in Maryland for a little bit, so it'll be nice before I go to Korea. But anyways, I want to comment about how the patch should not be on the jersey. I'm a diehard Redskins fan, but, Daniel Snyder's taking this team, like you said, to make it his team. And I don't really care for the Packers that much, but they know who to please, and it's the fans. You can get ownership of the stadium.
You hear a word used, a phrase used, the public trust.
Right.
Anytime you are owning a ball club, it's the public. Mm-hmm. The ball club doesn't exist without the public, and that's what it's about.
What happens if Dan Snyder's kid gets a good report card? Are they going to put one of those things on?
Armbands.
Armbands saying, proud players for an owner whose son made the, Diddley Squad Middle School.
My owner's son is an honor roll student.
This team is owned by the parent of an honor student.
Right. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, the big gamble there with the patch is, what if a true big name dies during the season? Do you add another patch? Do you put Sammy Ball underneath?
No. Here's what happens.
Turns out to make him look like NASCAR drivers.
No, I guarantee if Sammy Baugh dies, he gets like an SB on the helmet.
He gets an SB. He doesn't get a 33?
Well, maybe a 33 or maybe an SB.
But that's the only number retired by the Redskins,
but
by the way.
No hail to the Redskins.
33.
That's right. And no patch. No gaudy patch. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I thought the GSS was for George, Sam, and Sonny.
That would be FSS.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Or SSF.
Hello.
Yeah, I just want you to know that I'm personally offended. You're gone.
You're gone. Okay, so here's what it says in the Charlotte newspaper. And incidentally, this is the type of thing you'll never read here in the Washington papers about.
Not from a beat reporter.
About our owner. And even though we're down to like our last four live shows in Philadelphia now, I'll tell you that at least in Philadelphia, and I'm not sucking up here because I got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
We're gone. I mean, we're going to be on vacation for a couple of weeks, but these are our last live shows for sure in Philadelphia.
Right.
I will say this, that town does not kiss ass towards its sports teams the way that people here patronize the Redskins.
The Redskins are treated with the most non-officialism you will ever get.
Right? Even yesterday in the paper, Michael Wilbon, who normally writes pretty good stuff, he's another apologist. The whole thing is, well, it's the first game, and last year they won their preseason games, and look where they ended up, and it's a learning curve, and it's probably a good thing for this team, and Spurrier said, no, listen, hold on. They keep score. That's why they call it a game.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's a ripoff for us fans, they keep score. And nobody goes out there, no matter how many schmucks you want to look at who are never going to make the team, who doesn't say they don't want to win.
Right. They heard Greg Edger say it was just a preseason game.
Right. So here you go from the Charlotte Observer. Redskins owner gets best protection. Commentary by Tom Sorensen. A few minutes before the Carolina Redskins game, a regiment of Secret Service-looking guys, guys who appeared to buy their dark suits at Secret Service R Us, walked through the press box at Erickson Stadium. It wasn't George Bush they were protecting. The man in the middle was shorter, too short to see. But there was someone in the middle, and he was walking briskly, and his regiment walked briskly with him. If he went 15 degrees left, they went 15 degrees left. If he sped up, they sped up, as if their jobs depended on it. Who was this person, this king, this leader of men, or this head of state? It was Daniel Snyder, owner of the Redskins. And you're going to tell me that Carolina's 20-0 victory did not feel especially good? Yes, this was only a practice game, and the objective of a practice game, especially the first one, is to have your starters beat the other team's starters and stay healthy doing it. Continued. Give me a moment.
Yeah, this is interesting.
This is true if you're playing the New York Giants, the Green Bay Packers, Pittsburgh, or Carolina's other practice game opponents. But the Redskins are an exception. They're different. Let's count the ways. First, Snyder does not attract a crowd unless he pays it. How to get noticed? Hire official-looking guys to hang out with you. What did he think was going to happen? Reporters were going to ask for his autograph? What would they ask? Hey, aren't you a friend of Stephen Davis? Oops. Second, the Redskins were North Carolina's team of choice before the Panthers arrived, and in some homes still are. The newcomers and Panthers owner Jerry Richardson played in Washington, owned for the last 4 years by the ungentlemanly Snyder. Six times in the regular season, once in the postseason, and have never beaten the Redskins. Third, little more than a year ago, all of Pantherdom was clamoring for Steve Spurrier, blah, blah, best coach in college football, blah, blah, blah. Before the Panthers could make Spurrier an offer, he went to work for Snyder. Now Spurrier has what he had last season, a team with too many new... Blah, 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 blah. But its most impressive component was the one that's usually noticed least, talking about the Redskins. And that's the offensive line. The line protected the backs the way Snyder's entourage protected Snyder. Yet, there was a subtle difference. There were actual folks to protect the backs against.
So, what you're hearing here is a reporter that is in the press box. And the press box is a secure area. That is an area at any sporting event where, you need credentials and ID to get in there.
No fact.
And obviously, this guy came in, and when I say this guy, I'm talking about Dan Snyder, came in with his security detail.
He always does. Hey, where's the Buddy Hackett patch? Buddy Hackett just died. And what about Buddy Epson? Who can't say that they didn't love the Beverly Hillbillies? Mm-hmm.
You could even just have a Jed's hat.
Yeah, right.
That could be a subtle patch.
Right, like Tom Landry's hat.
That'd be fine. Uh-huh. You mean to tell me, like, when you were doing the games that he would always travel with a security detail?
Oh, yes, with the entourage. And on the one or two occasions that they deemed that I was safe enough for him to talk to, you know, normally he would only do interviews with Larry because he knew that Larry was not, highly combustible like I was.
Mm-hmm.
They would bring a guy in, and again, these are all the guys, like Men in Black guys. Mm-hmm. The guy would...
Are they young guys with do they have, like, the little earpieces?
Yes, they do. And they all look like a guy in The Matrix.
Wow.
Okay, you know, the agent? They're coming and go...
And they have that attitude,
yeah,
right?
They come in and go, are you Don? Yes. Mr. Snyder will be here in exactly 6 minutes. He has exactly 2 minutes to speak to you. What will you be asking Mr. Snyder about? Hi, Charlie.
Underneath of all of those hats and from the fence he's sitting, he suggests you move on.
Oh, Alan?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Hey, we did it. We did it.
I learned so much.
I didn't even mention the parking spot.
Which one's... Oh, yeah, you should move on.
Okay. Hey, what happened to free speech? For God's sakes. I don't dig the patch.
Yeah.
I don't dig it. You want to pay a tribute to your dad? I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I'm all for father-son relationships. Just don't put it on the uniform of a football team.
Mm-hmm. It's probably a normal fan sentiment.
I think so.
Yeah. I would agree. I would think that you were kind of echoing maybe what a lot of people would
and
think.
And the one thing that I really would say very seriously, mm-hmm. with no offense to Dan Snyder or his dad, where's the Jack Kent Cook patch?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Where's the patch of the guy who owned the team and did all the stuff when your dad was a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did notice the one thing you did, you took his name off the stadium. It couldn't be Jack Kent Cook Field at FedEx Place. Mm-hmm. It's just Jack Kent Cook's name is gone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now it's just FedEx.
True.
But that's fine. That's a corporate decision. I dig that.
Hey, you know, probably a money decision.
So what are they going to fire me?
They probably got more money for, you know, with having exclusivity.
You're going to fire me because I'm commenting on a patch worn by an NFL team? Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to watch the game tonight and see if either the Eagles or the Saints have GH on their jerseys for Gregory Hines, talented tap dancer who passed away over the weekend.
We'll have to wait and see.
Have to wait and see.
I bet he was a big football fan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. Maybe they get give a nice little soft shoe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it could say something like, tap, 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 went the trolley. You know, something they could say underneath.
Sure.
It. For goodness sakes. Jesus Christ. What a mess. What a friggin' mess. And tonight, in New Orleans, you'll notice that it's the city that loves jazz.
As a GH on the uniform for the Saints this evening. And that symbolizes a great dancer and a great entertainer.
Gregory Hines.
Gregory Hines, yes, sir. And this music you hear in the background is, yes, music for the old soft shoe.
Tap dancer. Welcome to the Big Easy, where tonight we pay tribute to Gregory Hines.
There we go.
All right, well, I'm out, and we'll see if we're out after this commercial break.
We hopefully will be back. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I think
so. And just one more thing. How about a patch that says...
or not.
No. This is an easy one. A patch that says 7-9 again. How about that for a patch?
And I know you say that because you are a fan, and you hope that that's not the case.
Sure I do.
You hope that it's...
Sure I do. I pay for the goddamn season tickets. I don't get comp
those
tickets.
You hope it's 16-0, right?
Yeah, and I hope Jesus is going to walk in this studio during the next break.
I have a patch for him.
And go, boom, that's it. Yeah, right. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're getting better. That's the important thing. You look better, too.
If you're going to lie to me, tell me there's a broad waiting in the car. I want to tongue my balls.
Hey, you want that? It's a phone call away.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Va-va-va-va-va, darling. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Just allow me one guilty pleasure here.
So fine, Sabian.
Here we go. Not too much longer, Tim.
Now get me Sabian!
It's the Brothers Johnson. Most people listening to your radio station probably know who they are.
Tell them Sabian's not here in 20 minutes. You die.
But anyway... And you should know that after we're gone from WYSP, even though you people in Philly won't know it, we're going to wear a TS patch on our game jerseys.
Yeah, it's a lovely logo representing the death of Tim Sabian. Little beard trimmer on the patch. Yeah, a little Neralto.
Going to call the general manager now. You know, we're not cruising for a bruising, but,
you know, we're just having fun. That's what we try to do.
There is such a thing as... You know, First Amendment, Second Amendment. Which amendment is
the first? Free speech. First Amendment, number one. It's the number one amendment.
Top of the list.
It's the best one.
Hello, this is Alan Linewood.
Oh, come on now.
And there's the freedom not to speak.
Yes.
He might be exercising that today, Buzz.
Well, if he doesn't, we're going to have to send Charlie back.
Right. Just want him for just a brief period of time.
We got an idea.
It's an idea that I think is going to work very well.
Well, then.
We got an idea. Oh, so he's on his cell phone. Mm-hmm. He's out of the building. He's on his cell.
And I think it's the best thing ever invented, incidentally, when you know somebody's on their cell phone talking.
Yeah.
Makes you find out how important you are.
I had tried his cell phone, and it went right to voicemail.
Well, he's on with someone now.
Is it beeping?
Yeah, because you get that beep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
it's really no fun if we don't get through to him.
If I can't speak to him.
Forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Alan, line one.
No, we'll just leave him the message.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
No. Come on, just give me the beef, honey. Hey, Alan. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Alan.
Redskins fans.
How are you?
Redskins season ticket holder, I might add. I don't know what problem you would have with the last segment we were doing. I wanted to chat about that with you.
But we do have an idea that we were thinking of, and we're going to run it by you.
Now, as you know, Greg Edger got fired from the Redskins radio crew this weekend because he missed the game in Charlotte. And what we've done is gone through a bunch of websites, and we found the GE logo, General Electric. See, Buzz, you can see
that's
instantly identifiable.
You can't. There's none more identifiable than that.
And what we'd like is for the rest of the year to put on our disc jockey jerseys, right there, the General Electric logo, GE, and underneath it, in quotation marks, right. It's only preseason.
Yeah, and in memory of Greg.
Yeah.
If we can. So, you know, if you get this, we'll send you the artwork, and maybe they can sew it right onto the shirts next week.
You know, and what a nutty happenstance if we happen to sell a few more disc jockey jerseys.
Absolutely.
I think it's fine.
Because they're limited edition because they've got GE on them.
Very easy.
And hi to everybody at Ashburn listening to the show today.
We're just trying to say what the fans are thinking.
Hey, it's what we're thinking.
It's what we're thinking.
Okay. Anyway, Alan, I'm sorry you're not there. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Alan. That was Robbie.
He knows we're trying to contact him.
Yeah.
There are times when he just doesn't come on.
Well, that beep would indicate he was on the telephone, which could indicate he was on the phone.
With Ashburn.
Yeah, with your Washington Redskins.
Uh-huh. You never know.
After all, don't forget that time back before we were rights holders.
Right.
We had two separate run-ins with them. One time, we had the audacity to go to Carlisle to try to do a broadcast from across the street.
Yes,
I remember.
From where the Redskins were having training camp.
They didn't like that.
They came out and pulled our plugs on our equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one other time that we announced we were going to be sending one of our interns driving out there, I think with a truckload of flowers.
For Joe Jacoby.
For Joe Jacoby.
Yeah, because he likes the flowers.
And they got the flowers for the first couple of times, and then they stopped that because, see, they didn't know us.
Right.
And they mistakenly thought we'd do it one day.
Yeah, we sent like 24 flowers the first day. This was a guy on the Redskins that hated us. So
right.
We sent him a dozen roses. Then we sent him 2 dozen roses. And then
the last time I think that they got mad was when we sent 300.
Really? 300 roses. And the truck came pulling up there, the flower delivery truck, and they got a little gate, you know, at Redskins Park. And they wouldn't let the truck in.
See, years ago, one of the legendary Redskins, Joe Jacoby, was someone, well, we heard through the grapevine, who didn't like us very much.
Uh-huh.
And we figured what better way to endear ourselves to a member of one of the finest offensive lines in the NFL than the Hogs. Send him flowers.
Send him flowers.
Mm-hmm. We sent him flowers, and as he said at one point, you know, he gave them to his wife.
He did. When Steve Buckhantz asked him on TV if he liked us or not.
One of the greatest things I think a sportscaster's ever done for us was when Buckhantz decided to ask Joe Jacoby about that.
And he said no. You know, let me try Alan again. Because who knows, maybe he was on a different call.
Try star 67ing it before you dial.
See no, because then he won't pick it up. At all?
No.
All right.
Seems to be a lengthy conversation.
All right, hold on. It's a more urgent beep then.
Are you doing the star 67?
Yeah.
You've reached the voicemail of
Alan. Oh, now I didn't get the beep though.
Uh-huh.
See, now either he's listening to the radio or he's not.
You don't see it showing up on your phone, but it's
Hi, this is Frida. You can
oh, no. No,
not the right
not sorry. That would explain why.
My God, what is your wife doing with Alan?
That was my wife. I'm sorry.
Controversy.
They share a line.
Major, they share a line.
It's like a party line, like the old days.
Alan.
The numbers are similar. KL5.
I don't hear the beat now.
KL5. Klondike 5.
Butterfield 35402.
Kenmore 8.
Baby Ruth 7. Call me at GSS.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging.
Alan?
Alan? Line one.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
How about this? A-L on our jerseys.
Just as a tribute.
And underneath, still acting general manager.
Yep.
In quotation marks.
We're just throwing out ideas and seeing if they stick.
But, Alan, you got to get back to us. You really got to get back to us. Because we don't understand why you sent Charlie in to tell us to stop talking about these ridiculous patches that the Redskins are wearing on their jerseys this year.
Patches? We don't need those stinking patches.
So we need, you know, we need to hear from you.
The biggest ass on the fence.
So that we know, you know, where we stand. And bye, pal. Alan.
Bye-bye.
Rob.
Oh, bye, Alan. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
He'll in some way get back to us. I'm reasonably sure of that. I'd venture to say before the end of the show.
No, I would bet you it won't be until...
You're driving home tonight?
7:15 tonight.
Yeah, I'm sorry you have to deal
That's
with
okay.
That.
I'll do the same thing. I see it's him, I just turn the phone off.
Right.
Then I get home. Then I get home and I just have my wife lie for me.
I don't know where he is.
He's gone. Let's get real gone.
The line is busy.
He's gone.
Of course the line is busy. Wife's been back for 2 hours. Why would she not be on the phone? She was either on the phone with her mom or Carrie. Two people she just spent the entire weekend.
Hello?
Baby.
Yes, my sweet pea.
Quick side bet. Who are you on the phone with?
You'll lose. I was on the phone with my sister.
Damn.
Why?
No, I was just...
Who'd you think I was talking to?
Either your mom or Carrie.
I think Carrie and I had quite a bit this weekend.
Yeah.
And I already called my mom to let her know I was home safe.
So, listen, how about, is there anybody you'd like to have put on the patch for the Redskins jerseys?
Oh, what, are you just taking votes?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's anybody, you know, you want, or for the WJFK DJ jerseys.
I'd like Antonio Banderas.
But he's not dead.
Oh, it has to be a dead one?
I already mentioned your dad.
Aw, wouldn't that be sweet? Okay.
It would, and I also mentioned Gregory Hines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I was at a restaurant one time, and Gregory Hines was there, and he looked
Man,
healthy.
You bump into more celebrities than anybody I know.
Well, yeah, and that was in New York, too, because I read and see what the, you know, the happening places are. Oh. I don't go to the Palm every single meal.
And Thursday, hey, Robbie, it's the hotline. Maybe it's Alan. On Thursday, we definitely got to have EAP on our jerseys.
Yes.
Because Elvis is death.
That would be that would only be right.
So did you have a good weekend?
I had a great time, but I hate to tell you this. If ever I'm jealous of Rob again, you know, I've got some little information in my back pocket that might ruin your relationship a little bit. Might spoil your fantasy.
Okay. About Rob?
Yeah, right.
What did like Carrie tell you? He's really a nice guy.
Yeah, she let some things slip that he keeps from you.
Hmm.
And I think that they might reflect on his manliness in your eyes, but I won't tell. I won't tell yet unless I really need it because I don't want him to.
It must just be one of those times you do something nice for her.
It must be. You have an experience.
No. I tell you, one has to do with our travel plans. You know, of one day going to Germany and touring other places and some of the places Rob would like to see.
All right, baby. Listen, I love you, but I got to go because Alan's on the other line.
No, it's not Alan.
It's not Alan?
It's Greg.
Greg Edger.
It's employee of the... Well, he can wait.
Hey, Rob, tell him to wait till the next break.
Okay.
It's Greg Edger.
Greg Edger.
I'm not going to interrupt my wife for Greg Edger. So listen, here's the thing. This is the influence. This is the evil empire now with these two women, my wife and Rob's wife, together this weekend of Ocean City.
We had a good time. She biked as much as I wanted.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you found a soulmate, though. You know, because I believe I feel the same way about Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could just work out a deal on the sex.
You might not if I ever let slip some of the things I know.
Well, tell me one thing. Tell me one thing about Rob.
I'm afraid to because I know he might hurt Carrie.
Oh my God!
Tell me one thing. Rob, is it okay if she says one thing?
Sure.
Rob says it's okay
to
say one thing.
I'll just ask Rob to tell you why, if we ever go to Germany together, he really, really, really wants to go to Salzburg.
Why does he want to go to Salzburg? Hold on, here he comes right now. Rob?
You've always known that I have a penchant for Hollywood musicals.
Yes.
That's where they film The Sound of Music.
That's
a great movie.
Now that's
no big
that's
deal.
That's nothing, honey. That's nothing.
I think you've said that to me.
I'm sure I have.
I was not aware of his that he likes to.
Oh, I
watch
and I can
over
sing
and over
the score,
The Sound of Music.
I need the basis for that. It's, hey, it's such a beautiful.
But I
part
did
of
hear
Lost
Rob
movie.
That you do
yeah.
have criticism of that movie.
You what?
You think the puppet scene is unrealistic?
The puppet scene?
Yes.
Well, Julia loves the puppet scene.
Oh, yeah.
I've
put
watched
on
the
Julia.
Puppet scene a lot.
You know what I think? I think you really don't have anything. I think
doesn't sound like
I think Carrie told you some stuff that is just totally unusable.
Well, you know what I think? I think your love for Rob is so strong that there's nothing I can do, and I might as well resign myself.
I knew that Rob had this faggy side, like about Broadway musicals and stuff.
Well, Carrie didn't talk about the dinner plates, did she?
I have to remember that because, you know, Carrie, I tried to get a
American Beauty.
If nothing was said, I see no reason to bring it up.
Right.
All right, darling, listen. Here's...
I tried to, you know, we sat at a bar last night, and I was ordering shots for Carrie.
Wow.
But she not only took, did like three shots in a row, among a lot of other things she had to drink before, and still bicycled home.
And while you were doing that, I was on the phone with Robin. We were ordering shots for you, too.
Yes, we were.
Different kind of shots, though.
22 calibers.
Now, listen, here's the call that I get that really distressed me, and I had to call Rob immediately. You know, my wife and I just had our 22nd anniversary last week.
Yes, indeed.
And after years of, you know, I'm constantly trying to buy her the right gift. We had a discussion. The decision was made. She was just going to go out and buy what she wanted. Because
you had said that you were going to let her, you know, have carte blanche to do whatever she wanted.
She's tired of me buying stuff that she goes, oh, that's nice, and then she never really likes it.
And I want to tell you, baby, I like that so well. I do. I like that system.
So here's the thing, and, you know, and that's a pisser because I really try to put some thought and effort into this. But
you shouldn't.
The call that I get on Saturday is, hi, what are you doing? I said, I'm watching the football game. And I believe... Didn't I rail at you on Saturday night about those dumb patches, honey?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I mean, I was hot on Saturday about
that. So you're consistent.
Yeah. So I said to her, so what did you guys do today? And she said, oh, we had a great day. We went bicycle riding. We went drinking. We went on the beach. And Carrie bought herself all of the birthday presents that Rob will be giving her in September.
Well, that was my idea. Because Carrie was really liking some of the clothes we were seeing, but she didn't think it was in the budget. And I said, well, when's your birthday? Or actually, I said, when's Christmas? And she said, well, my birthday's even sooner. I said, well, problem solved.
I knew there was trouble when Frida dropped Carrie off today and the back seats in her car had been lowered to fit all the stuff in the back. But, you know, actually, Frida, I appreciate it because the stuff was going to have to be purchased anyway. And this way, I don't even have to make a drive or park or anything. I just need to remember to haul them out on the 23rd, right?
No, right. No, no. Yeah, they're over at my house. They're waiting here.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Oh, great. So I'll
Could
be
you wrap
to bring
them?
Them
in.
So problem solved.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right. Rob's right. Could you wrap them?
Yeah, I probably could do that, and I could even write a sweet card to it.
I'd incorporate some lyrics from The Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I got to run to talk to the employee of the week here in a second.
All right, boo-boo.
I love you.
I love you, too.
And I missed you.
Thank you. I missed you, my sweet.
And how clean was that house?
It is so nice coming home to you as opposed to coming home to Bart.
How about that? One clean friggin' house. And I'm talking about dogs. One little dog sick with diarrhea.
Oh.
The other dog, the big dog, those big ploppy piles of diarrhea when we had the thunderstorm.
And you could eat off those floors.
Well, I'd wait till tomorrow until the cleaning lady comes. But I did my very best.
I'm very proud of you, my sweetheart.
And think about this, darling.
What?
We got today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday.
How sad is that we're counting the days?
And then we take him on Friday. We do the stuff on Saturday. This is the big start for my kid
right.
going to college.
Right.
Then we leave on Sunday, and he starts school Monday.
Man.
Right. And then that's it.
And is it going to be, you know what I suggest? I suggest on the way back, bed and breakfast all the way up. You know, just to just.
Okay, I'm giving Mike the one finger. So
you know what, Mike? If it were you, I think they're like country buffets all the way up. On
the old country buffet. Yeah, in that neck of the woods, you can probably find them. Old country buffet.
All right, darling. As we continue the countdown, and what should be a very melancholy time for parents with their child going away.
We need one of those Christmas calendars. The under every day. It's like, oh boy, four more days.
The more we continue to spend time with him as he's ready to leave, the more we're counting down the days.
Sure.
I said to Frida today, I said, how did it go with Bart? Bart was down for part of the weekend with his girlfriend. And she said, oh, it was great, except for when he was screaming at me on the telephone.
Oh, dear.
Well, that's just the usual volume. He thinks it's more persuasive when you scream.
Anyway,
you know,
we sure do love him, and we're going to be putting his initials on a patch that we're going to be wearing on our jerseys.
Yay!
Incidentally, I believe all next week, even while we're on vacation.
With the Clemson colors?
Yes, everybody wear that. And underneath, in quotation, he's finally gone.
There you go.
He's a good boy, but I had a weird dream last night that he was hanging out by a pool with three friends who started to beat him to a senseless pulp. And I don't know why I was dreaming that. And meanwhile, I looked inside, and inside cleaning our house was Carrie, topless. So it was...
That was your dream?
That was my dream.
Man, get you to a couch with that one.
Yeah.
Wow, you're effed up.
I'm calling Marcia.
And that might not have been a dream. The Carrie part, anyway.
Wow, that's nuts.
Man.
You're nuts, honey.
I know, sugar. It's a little much stress.
We're going to have to get that Frida patch ready.
No, it's going to get better. It's going to get better in 4 days. I'll be under less stress.
I know.
You sound like you're doing okay, Frida.
Yeah, I'm like a manic depressive. I go from extreme highs to extreme lows.
Trust me. I'm there for all of them.
Yeah.
I'm there for the highs. I'm there for the lows.
And I guess you don't like that idea I had then. It'll be shooting straight back to...
Negative, Mike. It'll be 10 hours down and 10 hours back. And
understood.
A little faster if there's a little less John Q. Law out there.
I've got to take some kind of... something. I've got to take like an Elvis pill if I'm going to be riding with you.
How about you take one of these?
The old iron skillet.
Yeah.
Which is incidentally another wonderful restaurant you can check out on the way down.
All right, baby. I love you.
I love you too, sweet pea.
And for the record, how do you feel about Snyder putting that gaudy patch on those jerseys?
Well, it's his team.
There you go. I'm sure a lot of fans will feel that way.
Don't you think it's kind of tacky, though?
I think that's the least of the things. If I'm going to list my objections, mostly they're ones that I have to pay for. That doesn't affect my, you know, that's not coming out of my pocket, so I don't care.
Well, I bet in some small way it will, though.
What, that he'll pay us for the honor of looking at the patches?
Well,
we'll have to pay for that.
Yeah. We already do pay.
Yeah.
The honor to look at those patches.
Yeah, anytime you modify a uniform, it's not cost free. Someone has to sew it on. Someone they have to pay for the.
That's right. Right.
And that cost is passed down to you and I, the consumers.
Yeah. All right. But...
I only brought this up, babe, because Alan is petrified that we're continuing to talk about this.
Oh well, he should take some of the things I'm going to be taking on Friday when I ride with you. You know.
I don't get it.
He should take the medication.
Oh, I got it.
There it is.
Right, because it's going to be so scary to drive with me.
You are scary to drive with, and your whole and all your buddies there agree with me.
Hey, will we get a last appearance from your son on the air here, or has he made his
last? He's done. That's it. He's out. So enjoy him while you could.
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby. Love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
See you later.
Bye.
Yep, so that was the big evil weekend. I called Rob and I said, how you doing? Because Rob was alone with his kids.
How did you do with that, Rob?
A piece of cake.
Robitussin.
Tussin.
Got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, pull over. I got to use the John.
Why don't you go when we drop Spence off?
I didn't have to go then. Excuse me for not having a prostate!
All right, Dad, there's a Dairy Queen. Go knock yourself out.
Okay, after I pee, anyone want a soft serve?
The Don and Mike Show. Please remember to wake them and feed them a cherry pie. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now. I'm just going to be absolutely straight with you guys. I swear to Christ. Not a radio stunt, not a radio gag. Alan, I guess, is on his way to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And Cameron just came in. And Cameron, the stuff that you said off the air, that should stay off the air, I promise it will remain off the air. But here's what he said.
Leaving now.
Please stop talking about the patch. I said, why? He said, well, because... And then he rambled on with a bunch of stuff that I didn't really follow, that had nothing to do with us. I said, this guy we're talking about, the owner of the Redskins, is a public figure. Mm-hmm. And Cameron said, well, his dad died. I said, yes, his dad didn't die yesterday. I can appreciate the fact, having just lost the only father that I've really known, last December. You know what I did? I talked about him on the radio for 30 minutes.
Yep.
That was it. I didn't put a patch on the radio with his initials. And it was just a dumb throwaway thing that we started having fun with.
And it began to grow hair.
Topical.
And here's the bottom line on this. I'd be goddamned if the Washington freaking Redskins are going to tell us what we can talk about on this show.
And now it becomes a different issue. You know, because the fact is, you know, there's a lot of control, as you knew when you did the pregame show.
Right.
And you hung around that environment. There's a tremendous... In fact, would it be unfair to characterize it as pretty iron-fisted control?
Yeah, and here's
out
what...
Out there where they... But that has limitations.
Here's what's weird. It's not like we're the client. I mean, I could understand if the station was mad... That I was yelling about, and Mike is chiming in about some product we don't like, and they advertise on the show, so please stop it. I get that.
That's somebody who's, you know, paying their dollars.
Right. You know who pays the dollars? This radio station.
We do.
Mm-hmm. To that football team. Now, not Mike and I personally, but the company does.
Right.
To that football team. And furthermore, I'm a season ticket holder.
So you
have been for 5 years.
You pay your money. You're a fan.
Just signed my new fantastic deal for 5 more years.
The only thing that I have to say, and it's because it applies to me now more than anybody else, and I'm having reservations. Because now I it was official when Cameron came in.
Was that a Redskins joke, incidentally? You're having reservations?
Oh. Well, you know, there we go. Way to take food out of my mouth again, but I am now the vacation relief parabolic microphone holder.
That's right.
And
they'll never
I think we're really going over the top about this. I really do.
Trust me, by the time that time of the year comes.
Yeah, you think I'll be banned now from FedEx Field?
Like it matters. I was banned last year. All I got to do is ask a guy that works here for a pass.
I'll be damned if I'm going to be banned.
And you're right up there. So I guess what we'd like now from you, our wonderful listeners, is who else should be on a patch?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. Being as the owner of the Redskins.
Who should be honored? That's a good idea.
Has his dad's initials on the patch.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, and again, for the record, for anybody getting ready to bash us, it's a nice tribute from a father, you know, gone from the son.
Yeah, from a son to a father.
But the point is...
We really weren't making an emotional point, and we are not slamming anybody individually for going ahead and paying tribute. We were saying that domain...
That's a private area. Even if, like with me, with Les, and Mike, when your dad passed away.
Right.
We are privileged, as Dan Snyder is, to have a public forum. You know what you do? You get up at your podium, you stand up on your phone book... And you say, you know, my dad was a great guy and a diehard Redskins fan, which I believe Daniel Snyder did and which I believe got lots of coverage.
Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that everybody has that forum if you're going to give your father a tribute. It's called a eulogy. I did it at my father's funeral, and it was very satisfying to do that. I mentioned it here, and that was it. I'm not disagreeing with anybody's right to pay tribute. The fact is, and he owns the team. He can do whatever he wants. I think nobody can argue with that. What we're saying is that area, when you're sitting there and you're commemorating somebody on a jersey of a professional sport, that is normally tied directly into that person's stature within the sport.
And for the record, he's been the minority owner, one of many minority owners, for how long has Snyder been running this team to the ground? 5 years? Something like that? That would be it. Before that, his only tie would be the fact that he was a super fan. And... Say, who's not a super fan?
Mm-hmm.
Who's not a... How about every time a Redskins fan kicks, or a Redskins fan dad kicks, you put a patch on the jersey?
That was our only point, and it began to grow hair. And now the regulars, though, they're dictating what we can say.
Yeah, the Redskins are calling over here saying, make them stop.
You know, like there's some, like this is some sort of censored
tale. I got news for you, Redskins. Suck it! Okay? Suck it! I'll say whatever I want to on this microphone on this show because you don't control the content on this show. I think that's tacky. I think that's egotistical.
And you know, the only thing, you know, you want this to go away, you back off us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is this thing grew and grew hair because there's this effort on the part of certain individuals over there that want to reach out and think because they're so deified in this town, that the Redskins are such the be-all, end-all in this town, that they can dictate policy to the media. And you know what? There's not a person that covers that team that's not in the media that doesn't know we're right about this.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the patch. I'm talking about the way policy is.
And really, right? You want to be deified? Try winning. Try winning because then you get cut a little slack.
Sure.
You know.
Really, you are a season ticket holder, and it pisses you off to go out there and then see losing seasons year in, year out. It gets you mad.
Yeah, but I gladly pay the money. But the point is, regardless if you agree or disagree about this thing with the patch, you guys got to dig the fact that the Redskins can't be sitting out at their training camp, the office staff, calling up our radio station going, make them stop talking about this.
No, and when you start to do that, you know, it just doesn't work that way.
It's the beginning of the end. It's the beginning of the end when the goddamn Washington Redskins. I'll make you a deal because I know you're all glued to your radios right now. I make you a deal. You give me an open line to your sideline on Saturday night. And if I can call up on Saturday night and talk to Spurrier and say...
Ladies and gentlemen, he's always been lobbying for this.
Say, dude, why are you running that same trap play up the middle? You got 87 open on a slant out outside. Throw it to 87. If they'll let me do that, then I'll accept the trade-off.
There you go.
If you want to control my content, let me control your content. And as long as we're at it, go back to the yellow helmets with the big R on them.
That's right.
Those are the helmets I like the best. Okay.
That's it.
Let's get some thoughts about a patch.
Absolutely. I think we've explained our position rather clearly.
I think so. And now we're going to continue with this just because we've been told not to.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
By people outside of our, you know, radio station.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, that's who's dictating this.
And the guy that came down, Cameron, didn't say, don't do it. He just said, would you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a nice boy, Cameron. I really am very fond of you.
He's a good guy. I'm glad he got the gig.
You know, biz is biz. All right, patch, please. Hello?
Hello?
Who should be on the Redskins patch?
This is me.
Come on.
Come on.
Marty.
God.
Oh, get out of here. God, what is wrong with people?
I don't know.
Don and Mike. Right.
M.O. should be on the patch.
Who?
Mike O'Mara. Because when you retire, Don, Mike's career is finished.
Oh, would you stop?
That is not true, sir,
serious,
but thank you.
Serious inquiries only, please. Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who should be on a patch?
Major Bill Smith.
MBS. Major Bill.
Very good.
Elicited some applause from Robbie. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, I think OJF should be on there. OJ Simpson, he lost his wife.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
There you go.
OJ Simpson. That's funny. That's funny.
OJS.
OJF. Hey, OJS with you.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, radio gods.
Howdy.
Don, you're a big Packer fan. I live in Green Bay. You know, when Packer great Ray Nitschke died, we didn't wear a patch. I know
you got a bridge for him.
We named a freaking bridge for him.
I've been to Green Bay. I've been there. Listen, I've been on Lombardi Way. I've
Nitschke
been on
Bridge?
Yeah, I've been on Nitschke Bridge. I've been on Bart Starr Street. I've been on Holmgren Street. I've been on Lombardi Avenue.
Do you call the bridge?
Yeah, we name streets and bridges. You don't need patches.
Do you call the bridge?
Patches.
Hello. Hello. Do you call the bridge the Nitschke?
Yeah, it's the Nitschke Bridge.
It's the Nitschke Bridge.
Yes, full name, please.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, yeah, Don and Mike, Radio Gods, calling from the Legacy.
Right, hey, we're down to our last few days.
I know. Listen, I was just wondering if you guys leave, or when you guys leave, if we should put on patches down here ourselves. Sort of like TS is full of BS.
Okay. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I think the fans should just own the patch.
The fans?
Yeah, the fans at the stadium.
How about BCP?
Better cell phone?
Or bad cell phone?
Bad cell phone. Okay. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Eric, hi.
Hi, how about an old picture of Ned Nodules? What a doodle day. Hi, it's your buddy the Graceman. What a doodle.
Hey, you might as well have him on the
I got a little insight on that over the weekend.
His career is dead.
The fact that I had the old band down in Fredericksburg, I got a little bit of insight.
About what?
I think that's where he's going. That's where he's going to originate from.
Fredericksburg, Virginia?
Yes, that's what I heard. Get.
Good career move.
Yeah, really.
Give him a patch. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike.
Mike.
Yes, your name is Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, I'd do something in honor of free speech and Jeremy Shockey. That's what I'd name it after.
Put homo.
Yeah.
Put homo on the patch. Hello, Don and Mike, and then Bill Parcells' face.
Yeah, right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, it should be red, the red roof bobblehead. Steve Spurrier could wear me on his khaki pants. Yeah. Oh.
Yes, I'm so glad there are people that like John Goodman as much as we do.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike. Hello?
Don and Mike?
Yep, who should be on the patch?
Oh, it's got to be Bob Hope.
Already mentioned, though, sir. BH. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes.
How about Elvis Presley?
Again, sorry, we had it. EAP.
We're starting to repeat, people.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, Patrick Bateman.
Patrick Bateman?
You know, I'm utterly insane.
Do you like Huey Lewis?
Oh, God.
Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman.
Shut up!
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You should have the guy's name and the age at which he died. Hines, 57.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Was Gregory Hines 57?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Clever.
Hello.
Clever.
Well, welcome to the show that's not controlled by the Redskins. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, I know who Rob would like to have on there.
Okay, I'm going to dump out of that because I know what that one's going to be.
Yeah, probably predictable on that one.
Mm-hmm. We don't necessarily need to bring him into this. Whoever he was.
I'd like to see Marlena Cook. A Marlena Cook patch. Because I miss
spread
her,
out,
miss her
out,
in the news. Yeah.
Spread out over the front of a Jaguar.
Exactly.
There you go. Just a little logo.
Yeah.
Just a picture of a broad wearing a real high cut on the leg.
Yeah, with that little Jaguar in the middle. It'd be beautiful. It'd be great.
Striking,
patch.
Really. Bombed. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Buzz and Rob. Hello. Hey, the patches might be kind of large, but one of two. Either the initials of all the victims in the Pentagon attack or the initials of all the sniper victims, if you're going to commemorate someone.
Now, very seriously, and everybody's calling with dumb stuff, that to me would be something worth putting on a patch on a jersey that would be worth buying.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But now here's the part that might kill the, you know, no pun intended, kill the whole deal. I would think you'd have to give the profits from those jerseys to the families.
Yes, I suppose you would.
Yeah,
there's
a
catch.
And then who makes money on that?
Yeah, exactly.
Who makes money on that? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, buddies.
Yeah, hi, buddy.
Yeah, hey, you know, there's only one patch that the Redskins should be wearing. As many times as they've been out and got effed, they should be wearing a pregnancy patch.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
Oh, dear. It's an angry fan base, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How about T.A.G., Thomas Aloysius Gavin, for his hard work out there selling programs?
Amen, brother.
Right.
I back. There's my choice right there,
buddy. Skins hire the Tards. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
A little parrot.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom Gavin.
Second Tom Gavin vote we've had in a row.
I'm sensing a real grassroots movement.
Don and Mike, hello.
Buddy.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
I believe they already have the perfect patch. It's the Redskins logo because they've been dead ever since.
Thank you, though.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey,
I think it should be a skateboard shaped O&A badge.
A save O&A badge?
A skateboard shaped O&A badge.
Because they're dead.
A skateboard shaped O&A patch.
Skateboard shaped. Oh,
in honor of their dead career.
They're angry, right. Don. Fans are this angry after one preseason game. Imagine November.
Don Mike, hello. How do you like the show now, Redskins?
Mm-hmm.
Gonna call now? Gonna call now and say you don't like what we're doing?
God, we hate being dictated to.
Pricks. Tell you what, go out and win a game, and then we'll stop talking. Win one game, and we'll stop talking.
Bingo.
Hello?
Fair enough.
Son of Mike.
Yeah.
Bingo, baby.
Uday and Kuday.
No, it's Uday and Kuday, but yeah. Well.
How dare you, sir?
Uday and Kuday. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
I believe it ought to be Arnold Schwarzenegger's acting career. Oh, my God.
And hold on. Why do they have to be dead? What about Ben and Jen?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The relationship
Jiggly.
Is dead. Yeah. Well, their movie career is dead.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, you even talk about dead movie careers, you can open up a whole thing.
Yeah. Right.
You know? SS?
Hello, Don and Mike. That would be?
Sly Stallone.
Oh.
Who's the fat karate guy? Steven...
Seagal.
Steven Seagal.
Another one like that. Absolutely.
Hello. Don and Mike.
CN. Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
All of them.
Hello.
What's up, boys?
Hey.
JCBD.
That is?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Hello.
TSDB.
Who? That is?
The Stallion. Bingo, baby!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how about a KB patch?
Oh, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Right on. Mm-hmm.
KB.
Because after this, he's done.
Oh,
his
God.
Dead.
Oh, God. See, now we're having fun.
Sure.
Now we're having fun.
Putting a little light spin on things.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're having fun. While still talking about the patch the Redskins are putting on the uniforms.
Right.
While still talking about the patch.
Bingo, baby!
And I'm wondering. I'm going to wonder out loud. Are those patches going to be on the jerseys that are sold this year? Or is the team just going to wear them?
I don't know.
Because that's an interesting point to bring up.
Won't you probably know that soon enough, right? The first...
Saturday night we'll know.
Home game?
Saturday night we'll find out. Hello, God knows they sold everything with that 70 logo on it.
Right, right.
I mean, why wait till 75?
Makes all of that great. You can do something every year.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
How about Seabiscuit?
Seabiscuit?
Yeah.
He's dead cover all the horses' asses in the organization.
And I like organization. That's a Canadian thing. Organization.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, who should be on the patch instead of Snyder's dad's initials?
Oh, I was just going to give him 4-12 to give him a target record.
Oh, they're angry, Don. The fan base is angry.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, oh, hi, Joe. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah. Oh, no, I got to hang up on that one. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how about Christopher Plummer, Captain Von Trapp, from the Sound of Music?
A little dig at Rob and his love of the Sound of Music, a musical I share a love of. Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I think Rob's got a great idea. It starts in K, ends in K. Three letters.
Oh, dear.
Hello, Don and
Mike. Oh, my.
Oh, my God. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, caller just stole my thunder a minute ago, that KB.
Okay, bye-bye. KB, Kobe, Kobe
yes,
Bryant.
Right. Yeah. You get a lot of repeats, you know? That's what the fans are clamoring for.
I see one more that's really great, talking about dead. Hello, Don and Mike, go ahead. You're the winner on this. Who do you got?
Leah Remini, because she's dead to you guys anyway.
Oh, my.
Ella.
There you go,
winner.
Congratulations, sir.
Contest. We are done taking calls on this topic.
Fantastic.
However, we do not want to close this subject, the subject of the Redskins and the patches. And Rob, is Greg still standing by?
Waiting for your call.
When we come back.
Terminated. Redskin employee, technically not Redskin employee, WJFK Redskin coverage
radio.
Employee.
Redskins
radio employee.
Redskins radio employee. Greg Edger.
The real enchilada. That was my start of my love affair with Greg when he did that commercial.
And in case you don't know, this is a guy who has worked for 6 years to finally get a chance to be a parabolic mic holder
right. With
the traveling broadcast team and for home games as well. And he got fired.
One man's strategy.
Tragedy.
Excuse me.
Tragedy.
One man's tragedy, Don, is another man's open door.
There you go. One man's trash, another man's treasure.
Looking forward to it. I'm going to start doing curls.
And how about a patch? Would you put a patch on there?
On my parabolic microphone?
LFL, looking for love.
What a brilliant idea.
Anyway, this guy, it was his first job with the broadcast team, going down to cover that great game Saturday night. 20-0, in case you missed the score.
We going to chat with the man behind the work ethic?
Yeah. Greg Edger, who was fired from his Redskin job here. We'll talk to him, and we'll continue the patch discussion as well. And, Rob, if you could find me a copy of Patches by Clarence Carter, I swear to God I'd buy you a candy bar a mile wide. So see if we got it. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This hot is so gone crazy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building. Great.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Hold it, Phyllis. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, fellas. Hold it, fellas. And don't move. Let's get real, real gone for a change. Now I have some sad news. Greg Edger has not been fired from the Redskins radio team.
You know, I kind of heard that in the hallway, but I wanted to confirm it with you. I don't know what the deal is. They didn't.
They're giving him another chance.
Ah.
So what's the point of calling him?
Let him sit on it for a while.
So maybe just ask his mindset. You know, when you realize you've missed the plane, why didn't you just get in your car and drive down to Charlotte?
He's a mellow guy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind hearing from him.
All right, Robbie, you get him on the phone?
All right.
Greg Edger.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, how are you doing?
That's the weirdest thing.
I wanted to ask you, is Freckles going to be making an appearance Thursday?
Freckles?
Yeah.
Be more specific.
The one tape that you have of him that he mentions, Freckles, in the audience?
Oh, no, is that the Sugar Girl, Rob?
Yeah, the Sugar Heiress.
The Freckles.
Yes, Freckles.
And yes, you're calling about the Elvis show Thursday, yes.
Okay.
That will be part of it.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Bye.
While we have a moment, Mike, we don't have the actual song, but I wish you'd give me a moment. I'd like to dedicate this to anyone listening at Redskins Park today.
Very good.
Song from the late 60s, early 70s called Patches.
Let's hear it.
By Clarence Carter.
Love to hear it.
Rob, can I have a little reverb?
Yeah, if you like.
Did you get Edger?
Yeah, he's standing by.
Okay. Now, remember, we don't have the music.
Right. Do you know the melody?
It starts out with talking.
Okay.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged, my folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, because deep down inside he was hurt, because he'd done all this good. My papa was a great old man. I could see him with a shovel in his hands. It's the education he never had. He did wonder when times got bad. The little money from the crops we raised barely paid the bills we made. One day, Papa called me to his bed, put his hands on my shoulder, and said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Patches, I'm depending on you, son.
Very good.
Thank you.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, you did it justice. I think you had the right key there.
Thank you. One of the few keys I can see singing.
There it is.
There you go. And I will dedicate that to anyone at Redskins Park.
Telling us how to do our show.
And we're still trying to find out, incidentally. Rob, what is... Oh, here you go. Oh. I saw the music and I didn't know what you had pulled up there. We're still trying to find out if the patches are going to be on the jerseys that they sell this year at the Redskins stores or at the stadium. Here's Joseph Hartinger.
Important.
Well, after much looking, nobody seemed to know what a Redskins store was. There are none with the patches in yet. But you can get yourself a 2003 jersey for $240. And I asked the gentleman if these new patch jerseys were in demand. He said, no, sir, you're the first caller.
Ah,
very good.
All right,
well,
so
you just have to wait and see.
So they got a pass on that. They're not in the stores yet.
Right. But they might be.
They might be.
Joe, did they say they will?
Yep.
Joe?
What did you say, Joe? Did you phrase it like I wanted you to? Did you say I'm...
No, I said I was watching the TV the other night, and I saw that the Redskins players had these jerseys with Dan Snyder's father's initials on the patch. And the gentleman said, oh, yes, I know about these. And I said, well, I'd like to buy one. And he said, I think those are only... for the players. I don't have any in it.
All right. Then we have our answer.
All right.
We have our answer.
Yeah.
It doesn't
change the fact that we were being told what to say.
Right. Or the fact that still...
We think that, you know, that should be reserved for people that are plugged into the NFL.
Right. Right. It's like, you know, it's the guy thinks that this team is his toy. And, you know, obviously it is. Because he could... put anything he wants on the stadium or on the jerseys or on the helmets or anything else.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just a rich boy's toy. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan, although I'm certainly not in your class, and neither is Mike, this is our rich boy's toy.
Yeah. We have a little fun with it once in a while.
Yep. So deal with it, okay? Otherwise, we're going to have to start doing the impression of you again.
How's that? Hey, here I am.
Who are you?
I'm Danny.
Hey, Danny.
How are you?
Nice patch.
Thank you.
I noticed that on your... Now, this doesn't make sense. On that beautiful, looks like Armani or Gucci suit that you have on, you have those old corduroy patches on the elbows.
I do. Real small. They're about the size of quarters.
So did you buy Stuart Little's car yet?
Yeah, I did. Yep, and so I was driving down the highway.
Yeah.
It was picked up by a bird.
And I understand you are pissed off at us today.
Yeah, I'm telling you what to do. You better do it, you. You better do what I tell you.
Or else what?
Or else, I don't know.
What, you'll hide in a Kleenex box?
I'll crawl up your pants leg. And I'll bite you where it counts.
So you
watch
called...
it, Tommy and Mikey.
So you called today, or you had some of your lackeys call?
Yeah, I had my security guys call with the earpieces, saying, "Hey, you know who we are? We're the Redskins. We tell you what to do."
Why don't you listen? And I can empathize with losing a loved one. Why don't you do that in private? Why do you do this thing on the jerseys when your departed dad, God rest
quite
his soul?
Simple.
He had nothing really to do with it. He was a minority owner for a couple of years.
Because I can.
Ah.
All right, pal? And you better watch your P's and Q's.
Well, you can't
push
me around.
Otherwise, you're in trouble. Yes, I can.
No,
I'm
you
looking
can't.
Up at you right now.
I could step on you like a bug.
Don't you dare. Don't you even think about stepping on
me. I could step on you like a bug.
Don't you dare. I'll bite your earlobes off.
I'm going to call Mini-Me over to step on you.
Oh, no, not Mini-Me. Beware. I got to run.
Got to run where?
I got to call your general manager again.
All right, well, let me hear you. Make the call right now. Call
Hold on, line one. This is Dan.
Are you on that little tiny Zoolander cell phone?
Teeny, teeny, tiny little one. Hi, pal. Hey, tell those a-holes to knock it off. I don't care what you have to do. You tell them. I run you. I own you. I don't care if you paid me. I own you.
What town do
you?
What town do you run?
I run. Who run Bartertown? Who run Bartertown? Master Blaster. Master Blaster run. Who run Burgundy Town? Master Blaster. You watch your P's and Q's, blind one. Alan. I'm coming to get you. Boo. Who run Bartertown? Master Blaster.
Patches. I'm depending on you, son.
Boy, if you sing that again, I'm going to crawl up your leg.
And pull the family through.
You better be careful.
My son, it's all left up to you.
I'll wait till you're sleeping, and I'll crawl in your mouth, and I'll block your air passages.
Patches.
Oh, run, Bartertown.
Hey, how many points you guys score on Saturday night?
That's not funny. Zero. We're trying. We really are. But I pay attention to other things, like my security detail.
So how come you're not more worried about the fact that your team scored 0 points than you are about a couple of fat disc jockeys talking about a policy that they don't really think is hinky?
That's it. That's it.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm just trying to...
Are you grabbing on my shoelaces?
I think if I get a good connect, I'll stub your toe. I've onboarded it now.
Okay. Thank you, Dan Snyder, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
So long. Hail to the Redskins.
So long.
Hi, Steve.
Who is that, Steve Johnson?
Yes.
Another one of the sales guys walking around here with his head down today?
He does not look happy.
Another one of these guys petrified? Hello, Bullets and McFly. We pay them something like $5 million a year for the privilege of airing the games. Hello?
Hello?
All right, joining us now, and we're so glad to announce this, he's still the Redskins Radio Employee of the Week, and he will be honored with the patch. Buzz is the first to be wearing the homemade patch with the GE logo symbolizing
Very nice.
Greg
Made
Edger.
Them for everyone, yeah. Hi, Greg.
Here he is.
But I guess it's not appropriate now because you've been retained.
Here is Greg Edger. Greg!
Hey!
Hey, now, listen, we apologize for getting the wrong information out. I feel like, you know, Alexander Haig, the day he said, I am in control now, gentlemen. Greg Edger, you've not been fired from your duties at Redskins Radio.
Well, that's wonderful. And to hear from you guys, that's even better.
Well, you know, I don't know whether... Has that been confirmed by Cameron?
Not to me, but if you're saying it, hey, I'll believe it.
Robbie, you say it's been confirmed?
Hold on, Robbie, you heard it?
I spoke to Cameron in the break, and he said he's giving you a second chance for both home and away games.
I will
Congratulations.
Not
disappoint.
All right.
You will hear sounds from the football game you've never heard before.
All right, Greg, then, the only question we have is, so you missed...
Sounds of tardiness.
You missed the plane on Saturday. How come you couldn't make it on time?
If there was anybody on 95 headed north out of Richmond, they know that this was a sick, mad traffic conglomeration of just madness.
So you were coming out of Richmond?
Yeah. I was on vacation down in North Carolina, and I was fine up until Richmond, and then from Richmond to like Fredericksburg.
If you were in North Carolina, why didn't you just drive directly to Charlotte?
Well, that was that's what I wanted to do, but I didn't get that option.
So you had to get in the sick, mad traffic?
Right.
And
you like those adjectives.
And when you called Cameron and you said, hey, you know, dude, I missed my plane.
Yeah.
I understand that at some point the conversation was you said to him, well, it's only a preseason game.
No, it wasn't quite like that.
Okay. Did you ever think about saying to Cameron, hey, I'll get in my car and drive down? It's like, what is it, Charlotte, 12 hours or something like that?
It's probably 10 or something.
10 hours. So, say I'm going to get my car, I'm going to drive 85, I'll be there at game time.
Well, the thing was, I had my girlfriend and my daughter in the car. They dropped me off at the airport. Now, I got all the way to the gate with 5 minutes to spare, but they wouldn't let me through the door. And, you know, you don't want to cause a big scene in airports nowadays. So.
Right. Okay. Well, Greg, you are still our Redskins employee of the week.
Congratulations, Greg.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
We just hand it down. He is going to actually get to wear the sick, mad medal all week long.
And, Greg,
I want one of those sick, mad patches he's got.
Yeah, Greg, were you? Now, we do have the GE patches here.
Yes.
Signifying that we thought that you were gone.
When you were in the Carolinas, Greg, I'm curious, you were by hours away. How many hours were you away from your vacation destination to Charlotte for the game, if you decided to go that route?
Actually, it would have been like 6, so the time was not that much different to come back to Dulles.
All right, okay. Final question. Greg, did you get to watch the game on TV?
Yeah, I watched the game. I watched some guy with his dirty hands all over my microphone, too.
What did you think about the patch?
The patch?
Yeah, you know, the one...
The real one.
I don't know. I think he's being silly.
All right, thank you. Greg, Greg Edger weighing in. Thanks,
thank
Greg.
You.
Thank
all
you, Greg.
There is GE, everybody.
Very good.
GE... on the D&M show.
You're also probably hearing one of the things you and I have always done fairly regularly through our careers. When we're anywhere far away, we usually come back with a day to spare if we have to be somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Usually if you're in Myrtle Beach you have to be on a plane in Dulles, you don't leave at 10 a.m.
No, you do if you're Greg Edger.
Yeah.
You do. And more power to him. He's got another chance.
Disagreed. I mean, what could go wrong?
Yeah, it's an 8-hour trip. You want to add another half hour to get to the point. 8.5 hours. That's
right.
It.
That's it. 8.5 hours sharp.
That's right. Don't
that's
stop
his I'm depending on your son.
That's his man.
And now I lost the lyrics. That's all I really know.
Oh, no.
But you know what? You sang a beautiful version of it.
Patches, I'm depending on your son.
Beautiful.
To pull this family
through. To pull the family through, yeah.
To put that patch on.
Who run Bartertown?
The Redskins jerseys this year. Danny, you've gotten better with time. But goddamn, you're 7'9". And your height is only 4'5". Patches. You try to tell Don and Mike what to do. They could kill you with their shoe. Such a tiny man. Next time, get a plan.
Anyway, I'm out on that topic. Totally out.
Well done.
And they haven't yanked us yet. You'll notice now, as people continue to walk by the window, no one makes eye contact.
They're a little nervous now.
Normally we have to yell
at people. We've shaken up the building a little bit today.
Normally we have to yell at people, you know, don't stare. Now they're all making a point of distancing themselves from
us. Right, exactly.
You know, oh, Don and Mike.
Ooh, controversy. Woo!
They're doing this thing about Snyder. Because, like what, they're all worried about being fired by Dan Snyder?
What is the fear?
You know who should be afraid? The people that work
now. All right, I give them credit, I think.
Who?
I'm pretty sure I saw Steve with a smile on his face.
You know who should be
probably
worried?
Smiling.
The people who work at Redskins Park.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are the people he fires all the time.
Right.
I mean, he is always firing.
But I think it's going to be a stable place now that Bretta's working out there.
Are you kidding? Is Bretta working for
him? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bretta works out. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
Well, then they should definitely really wear the nicotine patch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, now, Wendell doesn't count.
No, Wendell.
Wendell's one step away from the unemployment line. For God's sakes. Wendell, that was a joke. Don't get ballistic.
You always have to qualify with
Wendell. Wendell takes things very seriously.
Wendell was dancing by the window.
But I want to let you know something. Anything happens to you, WH.
Mm-hmm.
It's going on our jerseys,
yeah,
right
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Sure is. WSH, Don.
Wendell Smoot Hall.
Right.
Going on our jerseys. Okay, well, they have not yanked us off the air.
I'm very surprised at that, frankly, the way things used to be. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, Alan, the way I understand it, Alan's getting on a plane.
Ah, might
so,
be a reason.
You know, that's kind of his managerial style, is that he told Cameron to come down and tell us to stop.
Right, exactly. Well, he didn't.
And, you know, Cameron said, well, I don't want to dictate control of your show, which incidentally is good, Cameron.
I hope Alan doesn't get caught in any sick mad traffic.
Where's it go? Where's the plane going, pal? Where's the plane going to?
It's going to Snyder's hangar. It's a shoebox.
It's a fake bird.
One of those matchbox things.
He flies around in that fake bird that was in the movie. What the hell was the movie, Rob? What was the Pixar movie? A Bug's Life.
You remember when you were a kid? Like when you had that Hot Wheels garage?
Yeah.
You carried it around like a purse?
Sure.
And you unsnapped it and you opened it up?
That's the hangar.
That's it. That's where Dan Snyder keeps his plane.
Look how many garages I have.
Right. Reel it in.
Sure.
Put that on a patch, for God's sake.
Remote control plane.
Okay, got a break. Oh, we've got the WWE SummerSlam trip to give away.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, they gave us another one to give away. We'll do it when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, we're in the victory temple. I can't get it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, is this a delight for me? How are you, Donald?
I am doing fine, Mr.
Are you Donald or Domingo?
And for you, I will be Domingo.
Domingo.
Say, Whitey.
If you put a knick-knack on their whatnot, they'll give you a what for. Don and Mike.
I have to say by this whole show today.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Amen.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Mind a little mad TV, that's good.
This is ghetto living.
delicious.
That is great. Way to go.
Yeah. Oh, do a little mining of the Mad TV. I love it.
Thank Charles Loring Broyhill.
Very good.
America's hardest working producer.
That is
when he really wants to.
That is excellent.
And that's the good Fred Willard tapes.
Fred Willard
so,
rocks.
We have a trip to give away. And, you know, we've been on this thing now. I mean, trust me, we didn't start the show this way. We started the show talking about the rain and then the problem with getting a car inspected.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just briefly mentioned how cheesy it is that the Redskins have done this thing with the patch and the Redskins called up and wanted us to stop it. And, you know, it's become, you know, going number one contest.
Yes, it's an issue.
And no one's told us from the station to shut up, so we're going to continue. And we figured that this would be the time to bring in the one expert on all things Redskin. So let me turn on the machine, and let's go live now to the good part of heaven. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Jack?
Domingo!
Mr. Cook?
Might I say this is a bloody fine show you're running. How have you been?
Ladies and gentlemen...
Domingo!
The longtime owner of the Washington Redskins, Jack Kent Cook. Jack?
How are you, Donald?
Doing great, sir. Have you heard the show today?
Damn fine broadcast. They're piping it in through that wonderful antenna they have up in heaven. And I want to tell you that I say bully to you and your partner for an outstanding radio cast.
Now, the question is...
Fabulous job.
Where is your patch?
I was going to ask the same bloody question. Why don't I have a patch? They don't even have my damned name on the stadium any longer. And I'd like to point out that when I was in charge, you enjoyed Super Bowls and superstars. Not today's fly-by-night flavor of the month fan-run team. And I'll tell you right now, it's damned discouraging. How are you, Domingo?
I'm doing fine. How are your talons?
My talons, these hooks, are the most frustrating thing of being up here, just staring at them. I have an intense, burning, insatiable desire to have discussions about the Chrysler Building. I don't know what that means. Say hello to Rob, who wrote that for me.
I understand you used to own the Chrysler
Building. Yes, I owned the Chrysler Building, and I will tell you, please pass along my very best to Norv Turner. How is he, and more importantly, how is his skin? Where is he now?
He's the offensive coordinator for the Dolphins.
That man should be a head coach in the NFL. Everyone's entitled to one wrong move.
Now, what do you think about the way this whole patch thing, notwithstanding?
I only have one opinion, and you know my opinions are quite controversial, I will tell you this one may be the same way.
All right, lay it on me.
I believe that in the city of Chicago, you had the George Halas initials, and I would tell you that in the city of Washington, I believe you should have the JKC initials. Standing for me, Jack Kent Cook, in that city, and I say this modestly, I was an icon, and you know that, and everyone else does, and bring back Richie Pettibone.
What about, how would you feel about even going beyond you? EBW, Edward Bennett Williams.
No, damn chance. It's me. It always should be me, and if it isn't me, I will be floating over Ashburn, haunting all the executives that are trying to bring another Super Bowl back to the Redskins.
Hey, do you remember back in the day when you were still alive?
Indeed, I do remember the day.
When we used to goof on you and how cheap you were. And
yes, I remember
make your
that.
Limo driver clean the windows with vinegar and newspaper.
I remember that as though it was yesterday. You were quite a edgy comic, if I remember correctly.
And when your whore wife was
sprawled out half naked on the hood of a jet fire?
You're referring to Marlena. My whore wife. What a funny, funny concept that is. A tip of the old woolen fedora to you and to my hero, George Preston Marshall.
But the point is,
yes, Donald Domingo.
When we were making those jokes,
yes,
we never received a phone call.
I understand.
Saying, hey, knock it the frig off.
I can explain that in one way.
And I'll tell
and
you
it's
that
something a disc jockey said to you a long time ago, and it's the way I looked at you and your partner.
Oh, the Larry Lujack thing?
That's the eagle doesn't hunt flies. I was above it. And I say to all the others over there now running that team, rise above. Don't try to get your hands into everything. It will prevent you from garnering a championship. And may I also add one other thing?
Sure.
Greetings to your illustrious news hound, Buzz Preston Burbank, who I had the pleasure of serving with in World War I. A wonderful, wonderful man.
Nice.
He can smell my fedora anytime he wishes to, and it's made of houndstooth material.
Smell it now.
What would you say, and I know we're about to lose the connection here.
Yes, Domingo!
What would you say to the people at Redskins Park who are upset and calling the station and demanding that they do something about just us commenting on this tacky patch?
I would remind them what has made America great and what has also made many men raise enormous fortunes off the backs of the common man, the ticket holders, if you will, and that is this. This is a free country, a capitalism that allows people like me and Mr. Snyder to amass great amounts of wealth. And it is not necessary to limit disc jockeys from their First Amendment rights. Bloody, bloody, bloody.
And one last question.
Yes, Domingo.
Would you, with anybody close to you in your life?
Yes.
Ever dare to put their initials on a Redskins jersey in a commemorative patch?
And in that, I must answer affirmatively, because I must tell you, there is someone close to me that I would put a patch on a jersey for.
And who is that?
Me! You damn it! Me, by God! Yeah. Put my bloody initials on everything! I want it on hats, t-shirts.
Hey, Jack?
Remember Romeo?
Mr. Cook?
Yes, Domingo.
You should hear George Michael sucking at the rear end of Daniel Snyder.
You tell him that he's not a spring chicken anymore, and I will save him a seat at my dinner table. And remember, now I only wear a JKC monogram on my Speedo in royal blue.
Oh, that's another thing we used to goof on you all the time for.
Yes, you did. I didn't forget that. I will haunt you one of these evenings. There's nothing quite so nightmarish as a Jack Kent Cook nightmare. Whoa!
Oh.
Scared! Beware! Scared kids. Excuse me, I must run. I'm having an afternoon coffee break with the late, great Vince Lombardi.
All right, there he goes, everybody.
Bloody hell. Bye.
Bye, Jack.
Bye.
Ooh, there he goes.
Yeah.
Jack Kent Cook, everybody.
Yeah. Wow.
You heard him right here.
It's pretty interesting stuff.
He's dead.
Different time.
He can't get his initials on a jersey.
No, very interesting.
What do you got to do? You got to be related to the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike. Doesn't matter if you ever done anything for the team. Hello? Except be a fan. Big deal. Mm-hmm. I'm a freaking fan.
That's right.
What do they do for me? Send me a thing. Hello, we're charging you more this year.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Great news. You don't have to park in the Looney Church parking lot. But we are moving your parking about 500 yards away from where it was last year.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you, Washington Redskins.
Thank you.
Listen, we've got a trip to give away. And I don't know, there's no better way to do it than just a call 100.
That's right.
Call 100,
for the WWE SummerSlam. I'm sorry we had I got an entire show here.
Got away.
I was just saying to Rob, the good news is I don't have to plan tomorrow's show.
You got tomorrow's show, which was going to be today.
Today's show.
And it'll be tomorrow.
And today's show ended up being all just about this. But here's all we ask. If you want to win this trip, a couple of seconds to think about it. You got to write a poem about the events of today's show.
Very good. And it has to be a nice poem.
Well, you know,
no, not really,
you know,
because
relatively,
you know, a few minutes to write.
Because, you know, well, you're going to get the time that we say to buzz high, and then we're going to break for commercials, and we'll come back. So you'll have
get ready for the roses are red.
I was going to say, can we invoke no roses are red?
I agree.
No roses are red. No roses are
good
red.
Rule. But if you remember that the whole point of this was the fact we talked about the patches, and then the Redskins called, and, you know, said knock it off, and it was just a dumb throwaway bit we were doing, and they got very upset about it.
I was born and raised down in Alabama.
Ah, there it is.
On a farm way back up in the woods.
We got it.
I was
there
so ragged, folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt, cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man.
Yeah.
I can see him with a shovel in his hands.
And that's all we call
it. And that's God.
That's all we get. What is this?
Careful, we don't know what it is.
I don't know what that is. That's all I know is that someone gave us this. Patches, I'm depending on you, son.
And I think we demonstrated rather aptly what happens when we are told to shut up.
Right. Mm-hmm. F you, Redskins.
This is our domain. You have your domain. We don't tell you how to run the team.
Hey, listen, I tell you what. Here's an ultimatum. You don't like what we said today? Do something about it. Ha ha. You can't.
There you go.
And as I said earlier, you want to shut us up?
Mm-hmm.
You play the Patriots Saturday.
That's right.
Try scoring a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I'd take those patches off. You know.
Is that but that is the rule. We're gonna stand by that. They beat the Patriots. They win one game.
And they have to take the patches off.
Okay.
In a world where only radio is strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
He made it up.
So remember, when you're calling in now, what you got to do to be caller 100 to win the WWE SummerSlam is you've got to write
a poem about the events of today.
A poem.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Thank you. Now, you've got to come up with something that gets the ingredients of today's show, which has just been, you know, our thoughts about the Redskins.
Right.
So call now, 877-365-3636, and you're going to win the extra trip that we were given. Thank you, WWE, to SummerSlam in Phoenix. And Buzz,
yes?
What is your lead story today?
Today, a long-distance dedication about some girls, some drugs, and a little dog named Snoop.
You're doing a Casey Kasem thing.
Well, stay tuned for news tuned. And comment
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. And remember, none of that roses are red, violets are blue crap.
That's the only restriction.
Yeah. That was all very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Not just lowbrow, they're nobrow. Don and Mike.
Time for Buzz's news show. Buzz brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
Get it at 35,000 retail locations. New double-strength Veramax Ultra. Get it now by calling 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Call now 1-888-TRY-VMAX. You love this song, don't you, Anton?
I do. I do indeed.
Yeah. Bob Welch.
Mm-hmm.
Like it. Hold on there 1 second, Buzz.
Yes.
We're going to get a call 100. Hey, Robbie, load that music in for me, please. That machine. I don't know what cut you've known on.
Machine.
Go. It says, there you go.
You don't need to reveal how.
Now let's get our Redskins poem, or our poem about today's show.
Yeah.
As we go directly to caller 100. Remember, it can't start with roses or red, violets or blue.
Right.
And we do retain the right to say you suck and try somebody else.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Am I caller 100?
You just may be. Let's hear your poem.
All right. It started off today in the rain. It will make me go insane. As much as the other day seeing the patch while I was in my girlfriend's snatch. Young little Danny Snyder should show some...
I'm terribly sorry.
You started off so so strong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it started out. It's amazing how that slowed down.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I have a poem.
Go.
There once was a new Redskins patch. Too bad the receivers can't catch. Little Danny is sad. He misses his dad. Instead, he should work up a batch.
I think
there you go.
We've got a winner.
Wow.
We've got We got a winner.
I love limerick style.
And what is your name, my friend?
I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave. Where are you from?
I'm from Alexandria.
Dave, a trip for two to Phoenix.
That's fantastic.
See the WWE SummerSlam. Two nights, 3 days, hotel accommodations, round trip, coach airfare. Now, why do they have to say coach? Why do we have to announce that? Don't miss WWE SummerSlam, live Sunday, August 24, on in-demand pay-per-view. But wait, Dave, there's more.
Oh, no.
Now, the reason we say that is because it's an upgrade from the regular prizes that we give away, which is cargo.
wait, there's more. Toast GSS with a $25 gift certificate to Applebee's.
Yeah.
Try Applebee's never-ending basket of slow smoked ribs smothered in sweet and tangy BBQ sauce. But wait, you've also won a pair of tickets to the NASCAR Busch Series race.
Yeah!
The Funai.
Funai.
Banzai.
Banzai!
NASCAR Busch Series race, September 5, and a ticket to the Virginia, a pair of tickets to the Virginia's for Lovers 200 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race, September 4th in Richmond.
Very good.
Holy cow.
Go to www.rir.
That's NASCAR Lovers Dream.
Did I mention that I love the stallions of Andrew Blake?
Good for you, sir.
Hey, all right.
A man with taste.
There you go. Thanks for listening. And again,
thank you.
Dave, could you just repeat your poem one last time?
Certainly, sir. There once was a new Redskins patch. Too bad the receivers can't catch. Little Danny is sad. He misses his dad. Instead, he should work out a batch.
There you go.
Very nice.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
And that's
how we're ending today's show.
Very good. There you go.
Nicely done.
I guess the moral of the story would be mourn anywhere except on the jerseys.
And don't tell us what to say.
Right.
One not scorn.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Amen.
And just be lucky.
Here you go, Charlie. There's the papers.
Just be lucky that we didn't have our copy of Danny Boy in here today.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling.
That is, I'm depending on you, son.
Lots of elements on today's show.
Yeah. Sure are.
Very good.
I like it. I like the elements. Yeah, come on. Try something. I dare you.
Come on.
Try something. I dare you.
Come on, Shelley.
Which will happen first, do you think? Us getting fired or getting suspended or them winning a preseason game?
I'm not a big predictor in those things.
I would bet... Well, never mind.
Okay.
Another day, another time.
Could go either way.
Another patch.
I'd say... suspension.
Now here, yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, it wasn't enough for Calvin Brodus to grow up to be one of the biggest names in hip-hop. No, Snoop Doggy Dogg had to make videos with naked women. The tricky part about that is girls who look 18 can really be 17, especially if they show up with an 18-year-old friend and take off their tops.
Damn, that's an angry bitch.
Now, officials in Florida are going after Snoop for something that allegedly happened at Mardi Gras, New Orleans.
I tell you, I just cannot believe the things that come out of this lady's mouth.
Back in February. Those officials say Snoop offered marijuana, cocaine, and Vicodin to some girls to entice them to at least partially disrobe for his Girls Gone Wild doggy-style video series.
I'm talking to big white bitch.
He's not Gizzle.
Now...
I plead not Gizzle. It was better the way you did it, Rob.
Now, the one who was 17 is 18, and she's suing Snoop. She says,
Gizzle or not Gizzle?
That's the question. She says he improperly used her image...
Gizzle?
She was a Minezzle.
Yes. She says that Snoop improperly used her image on the video, on the cover of the video, and in TV and internet ads. Snoop and company say the girls got naked and consumed intoxicants... voluntarily.
That was statue stizzle rape.
Austrian-born Arnold Schwarzenegger has spoken favorably of immigrants.
A more result.
But he voted against social services for immigrants in 1994. Although his side won in that California referendum, the decision was soon ruled unconstitutional. Arnold continues to dodge the other issues as he prepares to spend up to $20 million of his own money to get elected. He's said to be worth as much as $850 million.
We're going to bring back our Arnold bit tomorrow.
Very good.
He's on the cover of Time magazine.
Yeah.
And they spelled his name A-H-O-N-O-L-D or something.
Arnold.
Arnold.
Right, right.
And last night, when I was watching the news on CNN, they were jumping all over themselves, happy that they got to deal with the Gallup poll people.
Right.
Right. And if the election, now again, you know, they got 7 weeks to go. But if the election was held today, 49% would vote for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He would win.
And then another one of the polls was, do you know his opinion on the issues? 72%, no. Does it matter that you don't know his opinion on the issues?
Good question.
79%, no. And this wasn't just, according to the guy at the Gallup poll, kept saying over and over again, it's not a question of us just calling people out of the phone book. We're calling a much smaller percentage of the people in California. We're calling registered voters.
Yeah.
Because the people like anywhere,
people that actually take the time to register and vote.
Responsible citizens.
So they're not just calling, you know, guys that are sitting on their couch getting drunk watching TV.
Right.
They're calling the guys sitting on the couch getting drunk watching TV who voted to, who registered to vote last time.
Dan, they did the poll. I heard they did the poll exclusively around the Sacramento area.
The German
producers. I don't know his record.
The German producers who backed Terminator 3 say Arnold could be back, even if he's elected governor of California. Quoting one producer, if we come up with a good story, there'll be a fourth Terminator with or without Arnold. He talked about using flashback scenes in another sequel. And while Arnold is number one in the polls and at theaters overseas, his latest movie continues to languish in 10th place. Here in the States.
I saw SWAT kick some ass.
Yeah, it
SWAT,
did.
SWAT had a great weekend.
As a matter of fact, it was number one at the box office, and and Arnold's down at the bottom.
American Wedding was number two. Mike Seabiscuit's only number five.
Only number five. Well, you know what? I told you how I feel about Seabiscuit, even though I was just dying to see it.
Giggly dropped clean off the charts this week.
They should give Seabiscuit a patch. I think somebody called and said that earlier today, but I think... Now, there's someone who deserves to be on a Redskins uniform. That poor dead horse.
S.B.
Seabiscuit came in fifth.
And, of course, if Seabiscuit's dead, it'd be S.B.D.
And if you wanted to do it the other way, you know, like when you do your initials backward, B.S. Biscuit C.
That's BS.
Well, Fox has the Emmys this year, and because it's Fox, they're going to do things a little differently. There'll be nine hosts on the show this year.
Hey, that's great.
Conan O'Brien, Gary Shandling, Ellen DeGeneres, Jon Stewart, and Wanda Sykes, to name five.
You know what? Hold that on. Is a great hold lineup,
hold
though.
On. Give me the lineup again. I'm going to give you the
You know what? I see one that
they use. I'll give you the whole nine.
Give me all nine.
And I'll space them out. Conan O'Brien, Gary Shandling, Ellen DeGeneres. She did a great job last time.
She did a great job last time she hosted.
I don't agree with her sexuality.
That's it. Jon Stewart. Wanda Sykes. Good.
That is a great lineup.
Brad Garrett. This is the downside. Now we're going downhill now. Daryl Hammond.
Oh.
Martin Short.
Oh.
And George Lopez.
That was a great lineup.
Yeah.
Why didn't they go with five instead of nine?
Good idea. They should
put the rest on a patch.
The show airs September 21st.
On a commemorative patch that everybody can wear. These are the hosts who couldn't be with us tonight.
Ye are like a dog with a piece of meat. Ye don't let go of it.
Oh, I love it.
Ye are holding on.
The Tourism Board of Singapore has honored Ricky Martin by naming a flower after him.
La Fagula.
It's a yellow orchid with red spots. It produces small star-shaped flowers year-round. It's a hybrid of two species indigenous to Southeast Asia. When presented with the flower, Ricky said, and I quote, "Hello, sexy. How are you? You're supposed to talk to your plants, right?" Ricky's next English language album comes out in February, even if he never does.
And for those of you who don't remember him...
Oh, man, it just get my blood going.
Yeah.
Remember how stupid we all were 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Thinking that this is going to be it, the new trend.
Yeah.
Christ. Put him on a jersey somewhere. That girl's gonna make me. I'm serious. His career is deader than Snyder's father.
Hey, but he's got a flower.
He's hot in Singapore. People caught in the act of being themselves when zapped with a stun gun. It seemed like a good idea at the time. The four Ohio teenagers armed with a stun gun and a video camera. They're now charged with attacking sleeping homeless people with that gun and taping the attack. Quoting a policeman, I've never seen anything like it in 18 years, except on TV. Ever see the movie Jackass? Well, that's essentially what we're talking about. And the cop goes on to say, talk about America's dumbest criminals. Their car broke down in front of the Justice Center, and the camera and the videos were inside.
I have only six words to say.
Yes?
On that topic.
Yes?
How do I get a copy?
I'm sure it'll be on the internet.
And you know, our fat porno didn't show up today, and neither did the porno with the old ladies.
I can't wait till that happens. I'm going to have a light lunch that day.
What did Walt Disney and surrealist painter Salvador Dali have in common? Well, they both had mustaches, and they both loved to draw, and they made an animated film together. Although the film runs only 7 minutes, it took them 57 years to complete it. And then it was lost. And now it's been found. And it just won the top prize at an Australian film festival, beating out 90 other films. Now Eisner's Disney wants to sell the film.
Smith.
Smith here. Hi, Mr. Eisner.
Yeah, Smith, listen, we got this film with Salvador Dali that he did with Disney. I'm not so much interested in that. Smith, I got another project that I want you to work on.
Smith here, ready.
There are these kids that zapped homeless people with stun guns, and they got it on video. Put it on our lesser-known name and release that as soon as you can.
Roger. I have something for the promotional department, sir.
Yes, sir. What is that, Smith?
That would be it's the 100th anniversary of Walt Disney's birthday.
What do you want to do, Smith?
I would like to put WD, happiest place on earth, on every piece of merchandise we sell at the park, sir. This comes direct from...
How would you put it on? How would you put it on the merchandise, Smith? What would you do? Would you sew it somewhere, or what? Would you put it on?
It would be a patch, sir.
A patch? Oh, excellent idea, Smith. Put a little something extra in your envelope. You're rocking today, Smith. I love patches.
Kiss me, Smith.
I love you, sir.
Love you, Smith. We'll see you later. Thank you.
Goodbye, Mr. Burns.
Bye, Smithers.
Smith and Burns. And quoting a Disney executive, the woman in the story morphs into a ballerina. Her head morphs into a baseball. You know, crazy stuff. It's a story of unrequited love.
Oh, isn't that nice? Yeah. Buzz, hold on there.
All right.
Yeah. Unrequited love, my ass.
Just wanted the patches.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Mildly cross-eyed, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Buzz Namath.
Yeah, I want you to
feel it. Shame.
Oh,
Shirley and Company.
Shame on me.
Shaley. Hi, Tim. I'm going to miss you.
And he's going to miss you.
Yeah, Garth Brooks looking bastard. What am I saying? We're not even on there now. The Eagles are on now. Eagles. I mean, they got their pregame show, right?
And here's the best part of the song right
here. Tim's not going to hear this. Ow! Hey, Tim! You're canceling us.
Yeah.
Put it on a patch, man.
Man, that is a good song.
Same to you, Dan. Shame on you.
I like that.
Shame on you. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, Cypress Gardens was one of the things that brought people to Florida in the days before Disney World. Like so many Florida attractions, RVs and SUVs now speed past it to get to more artificial and expensive destinations.
But the water skiers are fantastic.
Listen, Disney notwithstanding, don't knock artificial, and what was the other word?
Expensive.
Well, all right, but don't knock the artificial part.
Okay, all right.
I'm big on artificial.
Uh-huh. Well, this is a beautiful natural environment where people used to go. You know, it was a family
thing. Who needs that? No air conditioning, no TV, no fake rocks, no Spider-Man, no Hulk.
No fake rocks.
Well, some of these old attractions have died from lack of business, and now the big and beautiful Cypress Gardens is folding as well.
Oh.
Delta Burke to the rescue. Yes, Mike. The former designing women star grew up and out in Orlando. She's just filmed a public service announcement asking for donations to help save the gardens. Closed for now, the park may soon get a new owner.
There's Delta's very upset.
They have, like, great water skiing shows there.
Nobody really wants to see that
Delta's
anymore,
Delta's putting
apparently.
On a water skiing show right now for us.
Now that I
hey, there it is. Wow, there it goes. Hey, look at that jump.
She doesn't even need a boat.
Delta?
Oh, look, it came out.
Can you see it in there?
There it is.
It's a patch.
A patch, honey.
Hold on, are we still on in Philadelphia right now? That would be news to me. Dennis.
Yo. Hey, you guys are still on live here. You want to hear yourself?
No, I believe you. What time does the pregame show start?
Nah, it's 7 o'clock, right after you guys come on.
Yeah, it's a 9 o'clock kick, 2 hours.
Yeah, it's an 8 o'clock start.
How come they don't whore it out like we do? Ours is 3.
Well, you guys whore everything out.
He's right, you know.
That's funny. Amen.
Hey, listen, I want to say bye, man. It's been a pleasure the past year listening to you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. I wish more of you listened.
I think Tim Sabian's a freaking moron.
Well, yeah. it's not his call, but thank you.
Where they
I mean, well, it is his call, but
Jimi
I can't.
Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah. More Metallica. More Metallica.
Yeah, more Metallica.
All right, listen, thanks for your support, man.
All right. Hey, good job, guys.
Thank you. And don't get down on Tim. I said it's not his call, but it is his call, but it's his, you know. As Bobby Brown sings, it's his prerogative.
Yeah, don't get down on him.
Not that we'll be tracking how the station does playing the same box of records as MMR.
Who, us?
Just be waiting in the wings.
Just be watching. Just doing our little local show. Mm-hmm. Being happy. Being happy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very happy today because we haven't had to worry about all that other crap going on.
Right.
That's right.
You know, just talked about the things that matter to us.
Yeah.
Keeping our battles local. Love keeping the battles local.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
You want to eyeball your competition.
That's right.
Look down at him.
Hello.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Robert Goulet is a nice guy with a nice voice, but he's from another time, so these days he'll do just about anything to pass the time. The show he just finished in Vegas was at the federal courthouse downtown. He sang God Bless America in a naturalization ceremony for immigrants becoming citizens. One of the immigrants was his Yugoslavian wife. Quoting Bob, my wife told me she can't wait to become a citizen so she can make a citizen's arrest.
Oh, I do love Robert Goulet.
Hi, this is Robert Goulet, and I never,
like him.
I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. Oh, God, why me?
Because you're the greatest, Bobby. Bobby G!
Didn't we talk to him, like, when he was in his Vegas home or something
day.
Like that?
Yeah. The deal was Gladys Kravitz from Wichita.
Right.
Called him and got him to call you on your birthday.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. And Broyhill hung up.
Remember that.
Broyhill hung up on him twice and hung up on Robert Goulet's wife. The guy he said, well, "This is Robert Goulet. I'm calling for Mike O'Meara." And then they hung up on him.
Yeah. And Gladys did that.
Yeah.
She emailed him.
That's why I've forgotten it.
Okay. What else is on here, man? What else is on?
Huh?
There's Robert Goulet too,
singing on the mic.
Hey, Zookie. It's Robert Goulet.
That'll be enough of that.
My boy, my boy. You know, say what you will about Elvis. Can you imagine what it must have been like being in that room?
That's a remote control.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, is it me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to you guys in Philly. I live in Middletown, Delaware.
Yes, sir.
And I can still hear you guys on Live 105.
Yeah, we're on. We already established that.
Oh, in Baltimore? Right, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Although that might not last forever either.
I hope not.
Sure. Yeah,
I hope so.
That's the one station out of all of them that we hope will to work out something. We'd like to keep this a Washington/Baltimore show.
These calls are helpful, but from now on, for the rest of today's show, just call if you can't hear the show.
All right. There you
Thank
go.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Smokey.
And for the record, that's ideally as we scale back. That's what we're looking for.
Right.
Washington, Baltimore, the entire corridor.
Mm-hmm.
Not a show all about Washington,
mm-hmm.
not a show all about Baltimore,
right.
a show about the two cities and the tug of war that continually goes on between here and there.
The struggle.
You've capsulized it.
And if it happens, everybody gets a patch.
Right. All right.
Absolutely. And then, you know, the fact of the matter is there's, I know, a lot of hostility sometimes between the two cities, but we're hoping that we can hope patch things together.
And if that happens, we're all going to go see the movie Patch Adams.
Right, exactly.
Perfect. Jewish groups say they still have grave concerns even after seeing a sneak preview of Mel Gibson's new movie about Jesus. The movie The Passion is about the final 12 hours of Jesus' life, and it was filmed entirely in Aramaic and Latin. Some say it's an authentic, beautiful, and important film, but it's also controversial.
Here's what a famous film reviewer had to say.
Right.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
There it is. See, the movie's also violent and bloody, and the big concern is it could fuel anti-Semitism. That's why groups like the Anti-Defamation League are getting advanced screenings from Mel of this new movie. Gibson spent $30 million of his own money to make the film, but quoting one industry observer, I don't know that he'll be able to find a studio that will distribute this.
Hmm. Yeah, it's too bad, really. If the guy's got the balls, and good for him, for Mel Gibson, if he's got the balls to make a movie that's controversial,
mm-hmm.
go ahead.
Right.
And God knows he's got enough money. Just put it out yourself. Just put it out in those little, those art theaters.
Will they have subtitles?
Yeah, it will, because every spoken word is in either Aramaic or Latin.
So this is, what is this supposed to be? Is this supposed to be a...
This is supposed to be...
The last 12 hours, and he's made it as authentic as he possibly can?
Exactly, exactly. Okay. And that makes it quite violent.
So it's not going to be like Charlton Heston stuff?
No.
You know, you
not
really
slick Hollywood stuff.
For the scoop on this? Really? Mm-hmm. Call his brother Charlie.
Charlie Gibson.
I'm Charlie Gibson.
In sports,
you patched together a pretty good joke there.
In sports, former Washington defensive tackle Dan Wilkinson is to spend the next couple of days in Green Bay talking with the Packers. The Redskins released him last month.
And defensive tackle number 95,
the guy.
Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Skins released him last month after he refused to take a pay cut, although they'd like to re-sign him at a lower cost.
All right.
And finally, the camcorder may be the death of us all. It's already nabbed and nailed Rob Lowe, some cops, Mike Tyson, and a guy who did number one in the office coffee pot, just to name a few. An Ohio couple suing Best Buy over a video camera they bought for their son. Turns out the tape inside the camera when they bought it featured two men having sex with each other. In a suburb of Chicago, a 33-year-old man is facing some pretty serious charges after giving the neighbor's 13-year-old daughter a lava lamp for her room with a miniature camera inside.
Oh.
He got caught when another neighbor saw the live feed on a video baby monitor.
I know what boys like.
Hey.
I know what guys want.
Wow.
I know what boys like.
Yeah.
Boys like. Boys like me.
I don't like being associated with that.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Jesus.
I'm a Don and Mike show.
Come on. We hardly ever get a chance.
No!
We hardly ever get a chance to play that.
That's it, we gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow
with the all new episode.
And remember, for those of you out there,
drive carefully. I'd hate for you to get a flat tire tonight. Patch that, baby.
That's right.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And my best to everybody trying to quit smoking, whatever you're trying to do, if it's cold turkey or the patch.
All right, Rusty.
Thank you so much for the lava lamp.
BM.
Eater, Dan.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.